ಗೋಪಾಲ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿಬ್ರಜಗಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸದಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಅಭಯಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತ ವೇದಾಂತ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಜಯಂತ್ರಿಲಾಪವಿಷ್ಣೋಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿಬ್ರಜಗಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸದಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಭಕ್ತ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಬೃಂದಕಿ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸಹೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪಗೋವಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧಾನಿಕಿ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ್ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಮಧುರಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕಿ ದ್ವಾರಕಾಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಗಂಗಮಾಯಿಕಿ ಯಮುನಮಾಯಿಕಿ ತುಳಸಿದೇವಿಕಿ ಭಕ್ತಿದೇವಿಕಿ ಸಮವೇದ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದಕಿ ಗೌ ಪ್ರೇಮನಂದಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ನಮಃ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ ಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇಶ್ವರಿ ಭಕ್ತ ವಿರಾಮದ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವದೇವಂ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಿಣಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವದೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವದೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವದೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಸಂಸಾರ ಸಾಗರೇ ಮಗ್ನಂ ದೀನಂ ಮಾಂ ಕರುಣಾನಿಧೇ ಕರ್ಮಗ್ರಾಹ್ಯ ಗೃಹೀತಾಂಗಂ ಮಾಮುದ್ಧರ ಭವಾರ್ಣವಾಲ್ ಶ್ರೀಮಲ್ಭಾಗವದಾಖ್ಯೋಯಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷ ಕೃಷ್ಣಮೇವ ಹಿ ಸ್ವೀಕೃತೋಸಿ ಮಯಾ ನಾಥ ಮುಕ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ಭವ ಸಾಗರೇ ಮನೋರಥೇ ಮದೀಯೋಯಂ ಸಫಲ ಸರ್ವದಾ ತ್ವಯಾ ನಿರ್ವಿಘ್ನೇನೈವ ಕರ್ತವ್ಯಂ ದಾಸೋಹಂ ತವ ಕೇಶವ ಭವೇ ಭವೇ ಯಥಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪಾದಯೋರ್ಸ್ತವ ಜಾಯತೆ ತಥಾ ಕುರುಷ್ವ ದೇವೇಶ ನಾಥಸ್ತ್ವಂ ನೋ ಯದ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಪಾಪ ಪ್ರಣಾಶನಂ ಪ್ರಣಾಮೋ ದುಃಖ ಶಮನಂ ತಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಂ ಪರಂ ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯದೋನ್ವಯಾದಿದರದ ಶಾತೇಷ್ವಭಿಜ್ಞಸ್ವರಾ ತೇನೆ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹೃದ ಯ ಆದಿಗವಯೇ ಮುಹ್ಯಂದಿಯಲ್ ಸುರಯ ತೇಜೋ ವಾರಿ ಮೃದಂ ಯಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯೋ ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಸರ್ಗೋ ಮೃಷ ಧಾಮ್ನಾ ಸ್ವೇನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತ ಕುಪಕಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರೋಜ್ಜಿದ ಕೈದವೋತ್ರ ಪರಮೋ ನಿರ್ಮತ್ಸರಾಣಾಂ ಸದಾ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಂ ಅತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾವತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ ಶ್ರೀಮಲ್ಭಾಗವದೇ ಮಹಾಮುನಿ ಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂ ವಾ ಪರೈರೀಶ್ವರ ಸದ್ಯೋ ಹೃದ್ಯವರುಧ್ಯ ನೇತ್ರ ಕೃತಿಭಿ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷುಭಿ ತಲ್ಕ್ಷಣಾನ್ ನಿಗಮಗಲ್ಪದರ್ಗಲಿತಂ ಫಲಂ ಶುಕಮುಖಾದಮೃದ್ದವ ಸಂಯುಧಂ ಪಿಬದ ಭಾಗವತಂ ರಸಮಾಲಯಂ ಮುಹುರಹೋರಸಿಗಾ ಭುವಿ ಭಾವುಗಾಃ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋಲ್ಪತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾವತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂತಂ ಅನುವೇದಂ ಅಭೇದಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಗಾದರಮಾಜ್ಜುಹಾವಾಂ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯತ್ತರವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಂ ಆನದೋಸ್ಮಿ ಯಸ್ವಾನುಭಾವಮಖಿಲ ಶ್ರುತಿಸಾರಮೇಕಂ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮದೀಪಂ ಅದಿತಿದೀರ್ಷದಾಂ ತಮೋಂಧಂ ಸಂಸಾರಿಣಾಂ ಕರುಣಯಾಃ ಪುರಾಣಗುಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಸೋನಂ ಉಪಯಾಮಿ ಗುರುಂ ಮುನೀನಾಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್.
കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണു കുണിതാദൃതാനനെന്തോഹോ മമ വാജി വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേ മധുരിം നാ കണികാഭി കാവികാവീം നമാവോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി ഇതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവി ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശകാരിണി ശ്രീമതി ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോ ഗീതം പുനാദീഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമഃ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം പ്രതിഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയം വേണം ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ആസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ
Sunday we were discussing Krishna's arrival in Mathura and since then the developments in Mathura, specifically how Krishna offered different material opulences to Sairandhri or Kubja, then to the tailor who stitched the clothes for Krishna, and also to the person who was making garlands, how he was awarded. All of them were given liberation, but at the same time they were also offered the different kinds of material opulences, and ultimately Krishna is now preparing himself to deal with Kamsa. So it is in that context we spoke about this specific verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in the chapter 43 and verse number 17. Chapter 43, verse number 17, which is one of the famous verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mallanam ashanirmranam naravarastrinam smaro murtiman gopanam svajano sadam kshitibhujam shastha svapitro shishu mrityor bojavadir viradavidusham tatvam param yoginam rishninam paradevadedi vidido rangam gada sagrajah. So in that particular verse, Krishna's appearance in the arena where Chanura and Mushtiya were waiting to fight with Krishna, Kamsa's arrangement was such that right before, Kamsa didn't have much of a sleep. He was very disturbed, and early hours in the morning he himself got organized to deal with Krishna. So many months and months, Krishna has been, almost how many months? No, at least minimum 12 years. Kamsa has been thinking about Krishna. That was Kamsa's good fortune, that he was able to think about Krishna for 12 years continuously. And that is going to come to a final today, at this point in time, that now that Krishna has come to see Kamsa. So that's where we stopped. The different emotions and different experiences of the different personalities at the scene in the arena We talked about it last Sunday. After that, what's happening is that Hadam Kovalaya Vidam Drishwada Vabidav Jayo Kamso Manasabitada Vishamudhivijayendravam. That Kamsa was very frightened after what happened with Kovalaya Vidam. Kamsa was already frightened after when he heard about how Krishna dealt with the bow with Kalabhairava, which he was worshipping. Kalabhairava is a deity who is a servant of Lord Shiva, and he was worshipped by Kamsa because Kamsa thought by worshipping Kalabhairava, Lord Shiva will take his side against Lord Vishnu. This is the foolish understanding what he had. So Krishna walked in and broken the bow of which was representing Kalabhairava, and with that Kamsa got very frightened that someone who could do such a thing in his kingdom. And after that, what we find is that Krishna has killed this Kulayapidam, the elephant, which was kept there for the purpose of killing Krishna. So when that has happened, Kamsa's fear has increased.
Kaure chadutrangagado mahabujo vijitravesham varanastragambaro yathanada uttamameshadharino manakshivando prabhaya nirikshadam.
Then
Taure jadurangagadau mahabujau vijitravesham bharanastragambarau yatha nada uttama veshadharinau manakshivandau prabhaya nirikshadam.
Now Krishna and Ram and Balaram, they were walking towards the arena in such a way that in a jolly mood, as though they have come to play some games, and they had no fear at all, and they moved in that way, and at the same time expressing the different emotions on their face.
Nirikshada uttama purushau jana manjastida nagare rashtraga anruva paharsha vegan kalideekshananena papurna drupta nainai sadananam.
By now all the people have come and occupied their seats in the arena. It was a big festival, so Kamsa has spent a lot of money in building the facilities for everyone to come and occupy. And people saw Krishna and Balaram walking into the arena, and when they saw that, they were amazed by the beauty of both Krishna as well as Balaram. And the result was that they kept on looking at them, and they were never satisfied with it. Again and again they wanted to see Krishna and Balaram.
Pibandamiva jakshurbhyam, lihandamiva jikhvaya, jikrandamiva nasabhyam, shlishandamiva bahubhi, uju parasparam tevai yata adrishtam yata ashrutam, tadrupa gunamadhuryam pragalbhyasmaridamivam.
That at that time Krishna and Balaram, seeing them, that they wanted to associate with Krishna and Balaram, and they were also thinking that they were trying to enjoy by, they were extending their tongue seeing the beauty of Krishna and wanted to enjoy Krishna in all possible ways. They wanted to smell Krishna and they wanted to embrace Krishna. So many things, such desires came to their mind. They were also thinking, how could these two little boys could kill so many big powerful demons at the same time? But they were convinced by now what has all happened, that they were not ordinary children. Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yeto bhagavata sakshal dharir narayanasya hi avadirna vihamshena vasudevasya veshmani.
That from now on, for another 7 or 8 verses, what you will find is the people discussing about Krishna and Balaram. Well, they come to the conclusion that they are not ordinary children. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has come down as Krishna, and Balaram is another expansion of Krishna. And they were together talking about it.
Yesha vaikala devakyam jado nidascha gokulam kalamedam vasangudo vavrthayananda veshmani.
That after talking about this for such a long time, specifically about Krishna, they wanted to say something. He was born from Devaki, and from immediately he was taken to Gokul to be brought up by Nanda Maharaj. And he has grown up there under Nanda Maharaj's protection for so long.
Pudananina Nidandam Chakravadashadanava Arjuna Guhyakeshi Dhinigonyajadvidaha.
Putana, and who was the who came to kill Krishna, and then Tranavarta, who came as in the whirlwind, Shankachuda, Keshi, Denuga, and so many others, they were all killed by Krishna. And not only that, Nalaguvera and Manigriva, who were standing there in the form of 2 trees, they were also pulled down by Krishna.
Gava Sabala Medina, Davagne Parimojida, Kaliyodamida Sarpam, Indrashtamimadakradaha.
addition to that, that when they were caught up in the forest fire, both the cows and the cowherd boys, they were all protected by Krishna. Kaliya was subdued by Krishna, his pride was gone, and similarly, as well as Lord Indra also, his pride ego was also taken away. Saptaha Megahasena Dradodri Pravaromina Varshavadashani Bhyascha Paritradam Jagogulam. That Indra's to remove Indra's pride and also to show his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the cowherd boys, he lifted the Govardhana hill for 7 days and he held it and protected them from severe heavy rains and cyclones, and also from the from others who were trying to disturb them, and protected the whole Gokulam for 7 continuous day and night. Gopya sanitya mudida hasida prakshanam mukham pashyandu vidam sthabam starandista ashramam mudaha. That the gopis who have seen Krishna for all along for so many days, they were amazed by the, that they were able to, they were fortunate enough to see them so long, and because of that they never experienced any of the distress from this material world, adhyatmikam, adibhaudikam or adidevikam, the 3 kinds of distresses what all of us experience in this world. These are the 3 kinds of distresses. There is no other distress in this world. All the distresses in this world, in the Shastram it is categorized into 3, adhyatmikam, adibhaudikam and adidevikam. Gopis never experienced any of them. That he will protect the Yadu dynasty very well. Not only that, that race will come to know as one of the most popular race in this world. Wealth, opulence, fame, glory, everything will come to them. And that is what many people say. Ayam jasya agraja shriman rama kamala lochana pralamba o nihadoyena valsago ye bagadaya. Pralamba, Valsaga, Valsa, Valsasura, Bagasura, and all these demons were killed also by Balaram, and he is very famous because of that. Shri Shugavaja, Janeshu Evam Ruvaneshu, Turyeshu Dinadatsuja, Krishna Rama O Samabhyashya, Samabhashya, Chan Uro Vakyada Bravil, Vakyama Bravil, Shri Shuga Uvaja. Then when people started speaking about Krishna and Balaram like this, Chanura and Mushtiya, the 2 wrestlers, they were already standing in the arena. And these 2 wrestlers were feeling very unhappy because they were thinking that this big festival was organized for them to show their capacity and how strong they are. And here, these 2 boys are coming in, Krishna and Balaram, and the whole arena, everyone is talking about them. And they are not completely ignored, Chanura and Mushtiya. This has hurt them very badly. Their ego has been hurt. And the result was that why are they talking about Krishna like this? That's what they were saying. But people were saying, Hey Nanda Suno, Hey Rama, Bhavando Vira Samado, Nayuddha Vushala Oshrutva, Rajya Hudo, Dudrakshanam. At that time, Chanura got up and started speaking to them and said to them, Krishna and Balaram, addressing him, Nanda Kumara and Rama, that everyone knows that you are very heroic and very powerful, and you are very expert in the wrestling also. And the king, they were very respectful to Kamsa because Kamsa was maintaining them. So they were saying that Kamsa has invited you here to see you and to see your ability, and that's why you have been brought in here. Priyam rajya praguruvandya shreyo vindadivai praja manasa karmanavaja vibhidam athonyadam. But your responsibility now that you should fight with us, and by doing your duty properly, if you fight nicely with us, the king will be pleased with you. In other words, Kamsa will be pleased with you, and by that all of us will be benefited. In other words, our duty is to serve the king. Chanura wanted to impress this on Krishna and Balaram, and that's what you should do. Chanura was instructing them. Nityam pramudita goba valsabala yatha spudam vaneshu umala yudhena kridandascharayandigam. They also said to Krishna and Balaram that if you do not please the king, then you could be put into difficulties as well. Therefore, you should not displease the king, rather you should please him. And you should do that. He also said that you shouldn't say that you cannot fight or anything like that, because you are cowherd boys who go to the forest with the cows. and you have trained yourself in wrestling in the forest. Everyone knows about it, and I'm sure that you are very experts at that.
Tasma adratya priyam yuvayam vayam jakaravamahe bhudhanina prasidandi sarvabhudamayo nirvam.
So all of us should do, both yourself and us, together we should try to please the king. Then everyone will be pleased, and with that we will all be benefited.
Tannishamya bravil krishno deshagalojidam vaja niyuddhamalpano bhishtam anyavano bhinandiyaja.
When Chanurya spoke like this, Krishna was also feeling happy inside, that I is getting an opportunity to fight. This was Krishna's mood at that time. And inside, Krishna was feeling happy. But according to the time and circumstances, Krishna had to speak in a different way. Because after all, they are children. So Krishna decided to speak to Chanurya in a different way. So the way Krishna spoke to Chanurya was that we are just young children. We don't know anything about fighting. And you are such expert and powerful wrestlers. How can we fight with you? What will the people say about it? So the best thing was, Krishna was proposing to them that Chanurya and Mushtiya fight each other and Krishna and Balaram fight each other, because it will be an equal match. Otherwise, it doesn't look very good that two big powerful wrestlers fighting with two boys. This is what Krishna was trying to tell them. But in the next verse, you will find Krishna has hidden something there. For Sukadeva Goswami spoke about it in such a way that Krishna spoke in one way and Chanurya understood it in a different way. That is why the next verse is, Balaha
Balavayam Tulyabale Kridishyam Vayathochidam Bhavin Yuddham Madharma Sprashen Mallasabha Sadaham.
That Krishna is saying to them, we are children, how can we fight with you? We can fight with people who are our own age and our own strength. But if we fight with people like you, Krishna was very polite with Chanurya, saying to him like this, that it doesn't look good that we are fighting with you. It is also not proper, according to the etiquette of the fighting. And it not only that, if anything happens, it will upset all the people who are watching this, fight. And therefore, it doesn't look good for us to fight with you. Krishna was putting this proposal to him. But in that verse, if you look carefully, you will find, Balaham. That means Krishna is saying to them, you are just children for me. On the other hand, Chanurya was understanding that, oh, they are children, that's why they are speaking like this. But on the other hand, Krishna was telling them, in this world, there is nobody who can fight with me. This is what he was saying. You are all kids, actually. In other words, Balaha, that is that word. Bala vayam tulyabalai. There is nobody who is equal to me to fight. That is what Krishna was saying, actually. But Chanurya was understanding, oh, he probably, Krishna is saying to us, because already in Chanurya's mind, Chanurya was thinking that Krishna will be hesitant to fight with him because of his stage of the body. And also, Chanurya felt that Krishna may withdraw from the fight. These thoughts were going through Chanurya's mind. But Krishna is saying, Balavayam tulyabale kridishyamo yathojidam bhavenni yuddham madharma sprashen malla sabha sadaham. So in that way, Krishna was saying to him that there is no one in this world who can fight with me except my devotees. That was Krishna's point. That only my devotees can fight with me. Otherwise, there is no one who is equal to fight with me. Chanurya vaja na balo na kishavarastvam balashchabalinam vara jilaye bhehadoyena sahasradhipasatvapral. Chanurya says to him at that time that although you are just like boys, you appear, you are not a boy, you are not a young person, because otherwise how could you beat Kuvalayapidam to death in that way? Na balo na kishavarastvam balashchabalinam vara nilaye bhohado yena sahasradhipasatvapral. Tasmal bhavadhyam bilibhira yodhavyam nanayotravai mayivikrama varshneya balena saha mushtigam. Therefore, Chanurya proposed to Krishna that you should fight with me, and you are qualified to do that, and you fight with me and show your courage. Similarly, let Balaram fight with Mushtigam. And you were hiding from us for so long a time that now onwards this hiding is not going to work. This is what implied in his statement, that you have to deal with us now straight away. ఇది శ్రీమద్ భాగవతే మహాపురాణే దశమస్కందే పూర్వార్ధే రంగభూమి ప్రవేశో నామ త్రిచత్వారింశోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద శ్రీ శుగవాజ
ఏం చర్చిత సంకల్పో భగవాన్ మధుసూదన ఆస సాధాద జానూరం ముష్టియం రోహిణీ సుధా.
దిస్ ఈస్ ది చాప్టర్ వర్ కంస ఇస్ గెటింగ్ కిల్డ్. సో సుదేవ గోస్వామి సేయింగ్ దేర్ దట్ కృష్ణ అండ్ బలరాం వెంట్ అప్ టు దెమ్. కృష్ణ వెంట్ అప్ టు చానూర అండ్ బలరాం వెంట్ అప్ టు ముష్టియ.
హస్తాభ్యాం హస్తయోర్భద్వా పద్భ్యామేవ జవాదయోహో విచకర్షదరన్యోన్యం ప్రసహ్య విజయీషయాః.
Then they were preparing themselves to fight, and with their hands and legs they were getting ready to organize a fight, and they were fixing their mind fully to prepare themselves to win the fight.
Aratni dve aratni bhyam janu bhyam jaiva januni shirashirshno rasavarastha vanyonyam avijagnadum.
And this fight, the wrestling match with Krishna Balaram and Chanura and Mushtiya, was organized in a very scientific way. In the sense that there are very strict rules, that's what it says here.
Aratni dve aratni bhyam, that with the two elbows they had to fight each other. And janubhyam chaiva janunim, that they also has to fight with their fists each other. And shira shirshno raso varastha anyonyam avijagnadum,
and they were going to punch in their chest with their fists, and everything was structured strictly.
పరిభ్రామణ అవిక్షేప పరియంభవ పాదని ఉల్సర్పణావ సర్పణైశ్చ అన్యోన్యం ప్రతిరుంధదాం.
దట్ దే ఆల్సో హ్యాడ్ టు డూ సో మెనీ అదర్ థింగ్స్ దట్ హోల్డ్ దేర్ హ్యాండ్స్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ సర్కిల్ అరౌండ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ అండ్ దే హ్యాడ్ టు లిఫ్ట్ ఈచ్ అదర్ అండ్ త్రో దమ్ అవే అండ్ టుగెదర్ ఎంబ్రేస్ ఈచ్ అదర్ అండ్ మేక్ దమ్ సఫకేషన్ ఫీల్ సఫకేటెడ్ అండ్ పుష్ దమ్ డౌన్ అండ్ పుల్ టువర్డ్స్ ద ఫ్రంట్ అండ్ సో మెనీ అదర్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది wrestling was all included in this fight. Krishna was actually enjoying this fight with Chanura, because if you look at Sahasranamam, Krishna's thousand names, there is a name for Krishna called Ranapriya. Ranapriya means one who likes to fight. Krishna likes to fight, but only problem is Krishna won't like to fight with people like us, because we are nothing. If we get a good fight person to fight, then Krishna is willing to fight. And he has got somebody with whom he can fight now. So here you will see that word Ranapriya, Krishna's word in the Sahasranam, thousand names, has come from this mood of Krishna. When he wants to fight, he will fight. And when he fights, no one can stop it also. That's the kind of fight. And he needs someone who can challenge Krishna. So Krishna was inside very, very pleased that he got an opportunity to fight with someone who is somewhat capable of fighting. Therefore, what Krishna did was, he did not want to kill Chanura straight away. Because when you get a good person to fight with, you want to really fight, isn't it? You don't want to finish it up in 2 minutes and forget about it. That is not Krishna's. Krishna's thought, just like when you have a big feast, and in the feast you some nice dishes are served. You don't want to just swallow it, is it? You just put it in the mouth, chew it nicely, enjoy the dish before it goes in. So similarly, sometimes like gulab jamun, if you just take the gulab jamun straight away inside, you don't enjoy the gulab jamun. You just have to chew it and enjoy the gulab jamun before it goes inside. Similarly, Krishna also, when he got Chanura to fight, he didn't want to finish it up straight away. He wanted to fight for some time and enjoy that fight with Chanura, because he has got a good opponent to fight. Ranapriya, in the thousand names it says about Krishna like that. So that's what Krishna has done. He didn't want to kill him straight away.
Paribrahmana vikshepam parirambhavavadane ulsarpanabasarpanesya anyonyam pratyarundhadam.
All different kinds of things they were doing.
Uttavane irunnayane chalane istavane iravi పరస్పరం జగీషన్ నాజక్రదురాత్మనా.
దెన్ వెన్ హీ ఫాల్స్ డౌన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు లిఫ్ట్ హిమ్ అగైన్ అండ్ లిఫ్ట్ ద హోల్ బాడీ అప్ ఇన్ ద స్కై. యూ కెన్ ఇమాజిన్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ 10-11 ఇయర్స్ ఓల్డ్ అండ్ చానూర్య, ఐ డోంట్ నో హౌ ఓల్డ్ హీ ఈస్, బట్ హీ ఈస్ అ వెరీ ఫుల్లీ గ్రోన్ అప్ మ్యాన్ అండ్ కృష్ణ హ్యాడ్ టు లిఫ్ట్ హిమ్ ఇన్ ది ఎయిర్ అండ్ త్రో హిమ్ అరౌండ్. And all these things they were doing together.
Tadbala bhalavad yuddham sameda sarvayoshida uju parasparam rajan sanugambha varudhasham.
The women were seeing all these things, the women of Mathura. and they felt a total distress in their mind, seeing that Krishna had to fight with Chanura. They were feeling that it was not an appropriate fight, because they thought that it was not an equal fight. And they were thinking that Chanura and Mushtika are very powerful compared to Krishna and Balaram. And they spoke to each other like this. Mahaneyam badadharma esham rajasabhasadam ebalabalaval yuddham rajyonyichandivashilaha. What the women spoke to each other, that is being spoken in the next 10 verses. That they were saying that equal people should fight each other, not otherwise. If the king is pleased with this, then we have to approach the king and tell him not to do this. And it is not proper for us to sit and watch this fight between Krishna and Chanura and Balaram and Mushtika. Ko vajra sara sarvango mallau shailendra sannibhau ko jadi sumarango kishorau naptayam vanam. That why they are not equal, in another 5 verses they are explaining here. That their bodies are like these wrestlers, their bodies are full of muscles and like diamonds, so strong. And they are like mountains standing there. And these young little boys who are only 11, 12 years old, what's their body? Their bodies are so soft. And how could they fight these two boys? Dharma virikrama ahyasya samajasya duvam bhavel yatra dharma samuttishte nasteyam tatra garhijil. That if they start fighting, it will affect all of us. Because the Shastras are saying that if you see something not proper against the religious principles, either one should be able to stop it or one should go away from there, from the scene. Na sabham pravishel prajna sabhya doshananusmaran abruvan vibruvan matnyo narakil bishamastavim. That knowledge, no, people who have some knowledge, they should not enter into this arena now, because it will only cause problem for them. And if he comes in, and if he is also responsible for what's going to happen here. So the women were analyzing like this. All the women from Mathura have assembled in the arena to witness this, because everyone has been invited by Kamsa. Valgada Shatrumavidam Krishna Sevadanambujam Ikshadam Shamavayriptam Padma Goshamivam Pubi. That this Krishna and Balaram, they are powerful, no doubt. But to doubt about them, that... that look at Krishna and Balaram's face, that's already sweating, they are sweating. And they are already getting tired, and how could we expect them to fight? Kimna vashyada ramasya mukha adam ralochanam mushtiyam pradisamarsham hasasam rambashobidam. Some other people have started saying that Mushtiya is so angry that his eyes have gone reddish, and he is looking at Balaram in a very disgusting mood. And is that proper? They were talking to each other. Punya bhala prajabhuvo yadayam nalinga guda purana purushovana jitramalyam ga palayam sahabalakonayam shavenam vikridayanjadi giritravna archidam kreem. That also knows about Krishna's glories, and these women from Mathura who had the loving devotion for Krishna, that they started glorifying now Vrindavanam because of the presence of gopis there. So in the next few verses, you will find they are simply glorifying the gopis and Vrindavanam. That gopyastava kimacharan yadam usharubam lavanyasaram asamodhum ananyasiddham drakvipibandhyam anusavabhinavam anusavabhinavam duravam ekandadama yashasashriyam aishwarasyam. That they were saying to each other that how unfortunate we are that last 12 years the gopis and Vrindavanam had been enjoying Krishna and Balaram to such an extent, and they had the greatest fortune of doing that. And we cannot say what was the austerities and penances gopis have performed to attain this position, because they were able to look at Krishna and Balaram for last so many years, 24 hours a day. They were fortunate enough to do that. What have they done to reach that state of consciousness? And this beauty, what you find in Krishna and Balaram, is not due to jewelry or not due to any other dressing. But on the other hand, and they have all the great qualities on their faces, fame, beauty, opulences, everything is in them already. And not only that, whatever amount of time you see them, you never feel satisfied with it. Most of the fortunate women are gopis. The Mathura women were talking like this. Then, Yadohani Avahanani
മഥനോബലേവ പ്രേംഘേ ഘനാർഭ അരുതിദോക്ഷണം ആർജനാദോ ഗായന്തി ചൈനം അനുരക്തദിയാഹ അശ്രുകന്യഹ ധന്യാവ്രജസ്ത്രിയം ഉരുക്രമചിത്തയാനാഹ.
ദി വൃന്ദാവനം, ദേ ആർ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദി വൃന്ദാവനം ഓഫ് ദോസ് ഡേയ്സ്. Then how the gopis lived at that time. Gopis found out,
Yadohane avahanane, when they were trying to milk the cows, when the cows did not give milk, they chanted Hare Krishna. And when they chanted Hare Krishna, cows gave milk.
Yadohane avahanane, madhanobaleva prenghe ghanarbham, aridhidokshanam arjanadom.
That when they were cleaning the places, they were sweeping the floor, they were chanting the holy name of Krishna and Balaram, and they were relishing the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. At the same time, when they were when they were looking after the children, all different kinds of work they had to do at home, looking after the children, sometimes looking after the older people, their own husbands, and at the same time preparing, cooking food at home. Different activities, what normally a housewife will do. And the gopis had to do all that.
Yadohane, in addition to that, they had to milk the cows, like the village people do. They do various kinds of things at home. So while doing all that things,
Gayandi Jainam Anurektadhyaha.
Every time, all the time, their minds were completely absorbed in Krishna. This was their good fortune.
Gayandi Chainam Anurektadiyaha.
Then Ashrukandyaham.
That there were tears were coming from their eyes because of thinking about the happiness they were getting from associating with Krishna and Balaram.
There was no time in their life that they could keep their heart away from Krishna. They were all married people. They all had their families. They had their own children. But in spite of that, all the time the mind was absorbed in Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. If you want to understand what is Krishna consciousness, this is the answer for that. This verse. That it, 24 hours engaged, the mind is absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna.
Gayandi Chainam Anurektadhyaha.
Their intelligence, mind was totally absorbed in Krishna.
Ashrukandyaha.
Then Dhanya. They are the most fortunate people. The Sri Shukan says there.
Dhanya Vrajastriyam.
These women of Vrindavanam, they were the most fortunate people. This Shishumani is saying as so, the women in Madhura was talking about them.
Dhanya Vrajastriya Urukrama Chitayana.
Then they were able to focus their mind on Krishna to such degree that 24 hours absorbed in Krishna. Who else could do that except the women of Vrindavanam? And that culture, what existed in then, 5,000 years ago, that has come through generation after generation for so long, that the even right up to this point, that the people of Vrindavanam has been considered fortunate because of their attachment to Krishna in this way. This is the beauty of that verse, that 5,000 years, this particular culture of Krishna consciousness continued from generation after generation and survived through in Vrindavanam even today to a large extent. So that is what it says there, that Dhanya Vrajastriya Urukrama Chittayana, that their minds were so absorbed in Krishna without any external effort.
Pradhar Vrajal Vrajadama Vijalascha Sayam Gobhisamam Kunayadosane Shamyavenam Nirgam Yadurnava Phala Padibhuvi Punyaha Pashyandi Sasmidamukam Sadayavalogam.
That in the morning when Krishna was taking the cows away from the cows and the calves away to the forest, and similarly bringing them back in the evening from there, Krishna used to play the flute, and at the same time the gopis will stop all their work and start watching. They'll stand outside to see Krishna and Balaram. Therefore Krishna will smile at them at that time, and when seeing that, the gopis were feeling ecstatic. Are they not the most fortunate people? This is what the women in Mathura were saying about them.
ഏവം പ്രഭാഷമാണാസു ശ്രീശു യോഗേശ്വരോ ഹരി ശത്രു മഹന്തും മനഃശക്രേ ഭഗവാൻ ഭരതർഷഭം.
Then when the women were talking like this at that time, Krishna decided now that I have to finish Chanura, because if you let them go too long, then that's also not very good. So Krishna decided now to finish up Chanuna. And there is a beauty the way Krishna killed Chanuna.
Sabhaya Srigira Shutva Putra Sneha Shujadurav Pidra Vannudapyadam Putra Yuvarabhudau Bhalam.
Then when people were talking like this, Nandamaharaj and others were feeling very upset. You can imagine Nandamaharaj's mind, how that will be. And all the other older people also were come from Vrindavanam. They never expected that things were going to develop in this way. But somehow or the other, it all happened up to this point that everything went okay. And Nandamaharaj's heart was beating very fast.
Taisterni yuddha vidivir vividai achudedano yudhandeyadhanyonyam tadayivabalamushtigaha.
That they were following all the rules and regulations of this Dvandva Yudham or this fight. And Sri Krishna and Krishna and Chanuram, similarly Balram and Mushtika, they fought each other.
Bhaval Gatra Nishpade, Vajanishpeva Nishturi, Chanuro Vajamanango, Mahurglani Vavaham.
That every time that when Krishna's hands or legs will come and hit Chanura's body, Chanura fell that some thunderbolt was coming and hitting him. That was the power of that hit, what Krishna has given them at that time. And in a short time, Chanura was feeling the pain in the body. He couldn't take it anymore. Such powerful hits Krishna has offered to Chanura. And Chanura was very often falling down in unconscious state.
Bhagaval Bhagaval Gata Nishpadir Vajra Nishpeva Nishpesha Nishturi Chanuro Bajyamanango Mahurglani Mavavaha Nashyena Vegamul Patya Mushti Kritya Karavubhav Bhagavandam Vasudevam Kuddho Vakshasya Bhadadam.
So at this time, sometimes Chanura will get up and will go jump in the sky and come down, something like when the big powerful birds, when they want to eat the fish, they'll be flying around at a very high level. Suddenly when they see some fish on the close to the surface in the water, they will suddenly drop down like a missile. In one second they'll come down and get the fish and go up again. You can see that sometimes in the lakes and the rivers, how the big eagles and things like that, big birds, they do like that. So similarly, Chanura jumped up in the sky to come and hit Krishna in that way. But Krishna sensed some problem now.
Bhagavandam Vasudevam Kruddho Vakshasya Bhadadam.
That Chanura wanted to punch Krishna on his chest. That was Chanura's intention. Krishna understood that. That is what he was trying to do. But unfortunately, Mahalakshmi is there, isn't it? In Krishna's chest. Lakshmi Devi is staying in Krishna's chest. So Krishna decided at this time that if he punches, then Lakshmi Devi may get hurt by this punch. So what Krishna decided at this time was, he decided to get hold of Chanura when he was coming down.
Na jalal tal praharena malahatam ivadviva bahor nigrihya chanuram bahusho brahmayan harim.
That when Chanura's powerful hit Krishna at that time, that just like it was like a garland being thrown by an elephant in such a light-hearted way, Krishna took over it, and at the same time was never disturbed. And at the moment, immediately, Krishna caught hold of Chanura with both the hands. Krishna caught hold of Chanura.
Bhuprashthe podhayamasa tarasakshina jividam visrastha galpagesha indradvaja ivapadal.
Krishna now decided, that is what it says,
Bhuprashthe podhayamasa.
Krishna decided to smash him on the ground. That bhuprashthe, that only that the smashing on the ground is that word. That Krishna wanted to smash him, and send him back to the spiritual world. This was Krishna's plan. But there is a difficulty here. This Chanura hasn't done anything so far. He has not chanted Hare Krishna once. He never studied Srimad Bhagavatam. He has never taken prasadam. He has not done anything. So Krishna thought, before he goes, I should make him to do something at least, before he goes to spiritual world. So what Krishna did was, normally when you go to the temple, you are supposed to circumambulate the deity a few times, isn't it? Three times, five times, some people do. You go pay the obeisances to Krishna. If you ask Chanura to chant the Hare Krishna, he won't chant. Because Chanura's nature is like that. He cannot chant holy names.
Similarly, if you ask Chanura to pay your obeisances, Chanura won't pay your obeisances also. And in addition to that, if you ask Chanura to do anything else, he won't agree. So what Krishna decided at this time was, at least let him circumambulate a few times. So Krishna took him in both two hands and started rotating him in the sky, around him. Three times he did that before he smashed him on the ground. So at least Chanura has done one good thing, circumambulation, before going by the spiritual world. So for doing three times circumambulation, Krishna told Chanura, you can go back to the spiritual world now. So that is how merciful Krishna is. And Krishna shown his kindness to Chanura in that way. That when all the Bhuprishte Podhaya Masa Tarasan Shina Jividam, because the smashing of Chanura on the ground was so powerful that some people who were already did not want to watch this scene, they were closing their eyes and they fell asleep even they woke up when they heard the sound of smashing Chanura on the ground. Tadaiva Mushtiya Sor Purvam Somishtiya Bihadena Vai Balabadhena Balina Talena Bihado Brisham. That when Chanura was killed like this, Balaram did not want to waste any more time. He decided to get rid of Mushtiya also. And he punched Mushtiya, very powerful punches. Balaram gave it to him. That Mushtiya also collapsed. Prave vidasya ruthira muddhvamen mukhadordhina vyasupa vadur vipaste vadahata vivankrivam. That when Balaram smashed him so strongly, Mushtiya started vomiting blood, and like a cyclone, he started, he lost the life air, left Mushtiya, and he fell on the ground. Tadakoda manu praptam rama praharadam vara avadhi lilaya rajan savatyam vama mushtinaha. Then when Mushtiya was killed, then Malla, Akuda, there was another powerful wrestler who came, and he was also, Balaram had no difficulty in killing him. That he smashed him with his left hand, and Koda was killed. And there were others also, Shalan, Toshalagan, there were other two. Tarhe Vishala Krishna Pada Avahana Shirshaga, Vidavadirna Soshalaga, Upavadi Nibedadum. Shalan, Toshalaga came to Krishna. Krishna kicked Shalan's head with one leg, and the head broke into pieces. Toshalaga's, he kicked, put one feet on Toshalaga's feet, and with the other feet, Krishna pulled the body into two pieces and split into two and threw it away. And they also died. Chanurya Mushtiya Kode Shale Toshalage Hada Shesha Pradudrur Malla Sarve Prana Baripsava. When Chanurya and other wrestlers were killed like this, there were few more wrestlers who were on the scene. They got frightened and they ran away from there. They didn't want to stay there anymore. Gopa Anvayasya Nagrishya Tai Samsrajya Vijahradu Vadyamayeshu Duryeshu Valgandho Taranu Uparavum. That an interesting thing here is that these wrestlers have gone, all ran away in different directions. And Kamsa has arranged a huge group of musicians to play music, because to make the whole festival looks very grand. And so what Kamsa has done, the musicians were playing the music and they were playing the drums also, and they were giving a good feeling for all the people who are sitting and enjoying the scene. But you can see here that due to the Kamsa, Chanura and Mushtiya being killed, what kind of thoughts were going through Kamsa's mind at that time? Kamsa was so frightened now that he didn't want to hear this music anymore and the drum playing. He was getting upset. They should have stopped it straight away, because according to the plan, Krishna and Balaram should have been defeated by Chanura and Mushtiya. But it didn't happen. Authority of Kamsa and Kamsa's administration is going to come to an end in a few hours. But these drummers and the musicians, they had no clue whether to stop the music or not. They kept playing the music and the drums. Sometimes it happens like that. You can see in certain instances that they won't know when they have to stop, though they'll continue playing the drums. And Kamsa got upset with them for playing the music and playing the drums. They should have stopped it, he thought. So immediately ordered other people to go and tell them to stop playing these drums. And because Kamsa knew that the next one who is going to be face the face Krishna and Balaram is going to be him. He was aware of that. So what did he do? He gave the instructions and he started speaking all sorts of things. Completely lost his mind. He started saying that that who are these two, Krishna and Balaram? Get rid of them from here. Put them in the, lock them up. And also saying to them that Vasudeva and Devaki, they should be killed immediately. They should not be allowed to stay anymore. And take away all the properties from Nanda Maharaj and all the wealth he has got. It should be brought back. That Ugrasena should be put in, locked up in prison straight away. Like this, he was talking all kinds of nonsense, standing there and loudly shouting at them. You can imagine the scene at that time in the arena. Krishna and Balaram were looking at each other and they were having a look at their uncle, beautiful uncle standing there. The two nephews were standing there and listening to all this their dear uncle was talking about. Before they could say anything, and don't know what happened, in the Bhagavatam it says, Krishna reduced the weight of the body to such an extent. From the arena, Kamsa was sitting on the top, on the top of the stage, on a nice throne, accompanied by so many other people. And Krishna and Balaram were in the arena where the fighting was going on. From nowhere, Krishna and Balaram started flying in the air right up to Kamsa. He said, in the air, thereby this yogi power known as Lekhima. Krishna used this yogi power known as Lekhima and they were flying straight away into Kamsa's, towards Kamsa. So Kamsa, when he saw Krishna was coming, Kamsa took out the sword and the shield in the hand and got up. Uncle is trying to receive the nephew. That's what it is. Uncle wants to see the nephew, but standing there with the sword in the hand and the shield in the left hand, ready to fight. Krishna simply asked him, my dear uncle, what are you saying? He says, you can't say, you know, you cannot go and say, kill your uncle, isn't it? After all, he is Krishna's uncle. So Krishna doesn't want to say anything. Krishna simply asked to uncle, uncle, what are you saying? The nephew is asking. The uncle was shouting and shouting so many different things. Before anyone knew anything, Kamsa fell down from there. And on top of that, Krishna was lying there. No one knows what happened. But it doesn't say like that. The Srimad Bhagavatam also says that before anyone knew, Kamsa was lying flat there and the nephew was, uncle was lying flat, nephew was on the top. Only thing is, the nephew thought one thing while falling on top of Kamsa, that all these universes are within me. That thoughts were enough and that has increased the weight to such an extent that Kamsa died. Kamsa lost his life once for all. So we'll see. Govan Vayasi Anagrishya Taisam Srajavaya Kradu Vadhyamani Shuryeshu Valgandau Tanurupuram Jana Prajakrishu Sarve Karmana Ramakrishna Yoh Dekam Sam Vipramukhya Sadhava Sadhu Sadhvidhi. That when Rama and Krishna and Balaram were fighting, that the all the pious people there, they were enjoying it. Hadeshu Malavariyeshu Idvadeshu Jabojaral Nevarayal Suryani Vakyam Jainamu Vajaham. That Kamsa asked them to stop playing the drums and started saying, Nisaray Radhurpurato, Sudevalpajopural, Dhanam Haralagopanam, Nandam Badhina Durmadhim. That get rid of this Krishna and Bharam, Vasudeva's children, and they are my nephews, but it's not proper to kill them, but get rid of them from here. Kamsa was shouting to his servants at that time. And Vasudeva Sudurmeda, Hanyadava Shasatama, Ugrasena Pidajabi, Sanuga Parabakshagaham, that so many years that Vasudeva has cheated me. And Ugrasena also, he was working for the opposite side. And kill them all and lock up Ugrasena. All this kind of nonsense Kamsa was talking from there. That evam vigathamanina vai kamse prakubido vyaya lekhimo utpatya darasa manjamuttungamaruhal. That you can see lekhimo utmatya tarasa, that is what Krishna has done with his body, made it so light that it could fly to the uncle, towards Kamsa. That Krishna's mood was, he wanted to go and tell uncle that please release my parents. Krishna wanted to have his father and mother released from the prison. That is what he was going to say to Kamsa. But tamavishandama lokyam mrityumal manavasanal manasvi sahasodhaya
jagrahe sose jarmani. That when Krishna was coming towards Kamsa, he started thinking, the death personified is coming to me. Although very powerful and courageous, he got frightened. Immediately got up from his seat and shield and the sword in the hand. Tam khalgavanim vicharandamashu shenam yadha lakshana savyamambari samagrahil durvishaho gradeja yadhoragam tarkshasudha prasahyaham. That less like Garuda catch hold of the snake, in the same way Krishna caught hold of Kamsa, and Krishna also pragrahya gesheshu chalal kiridam nivatirango viridam gamanjal tasya varishtal swayam abjanava pabada vishwashrayam atmadandraham. That when this happened, Kamsa's crown has fallen off from the head in all this mess what was happening. So Krishna caught hold of his hair very powerful, strongly. And Krishna was sitting on top of Kamsa now. And he wanted to finish Kamsa. The weight was enough to kill Kamsa. Tam sambaredam vijagarsha bhumau hariryadevam jagado vivashyada ha he nishabdam sumaham stadabhul udirida sarvajane narendraham. That when that heavy weight fell on Kamsa, he died. And all the people at that time, that Krishna has thrown away the body from there, and they started pulling that body through the ground. And Kamsa's people were actually showing their unhappiness to some extent. Sanityado dignariyatam ishwaram piban madan va vijaran sovan shosan dadarsha chakraidam agrado yada sadeva rubam duravapamavam. Then Sri Shukan glorifies Kamsa there. Sudeva Goswami says there how fortunate Kamsa is, that for so many years whom Kamsa was thinking about all the time, from whom Kamsa was, and although in fear, Kamsa was frightened about Krishna, that one day Vishnu was going to come and do this to him. So he was aware of that. So because of that, Kamsa was feeling very Krishna conscious, let us put it that way. Kamsa was very Krishna conscious for 12 years. Although not in a devotional mood, out of fear, but whatever it is, as far as Krishna is concerned, it is not a impediment. Because Krishna is concerned, all what he wants is that we think about him. At least Kamsa was able to think about Krishna for so many years continuously. And that was sufficient. Krishna says, you also go back to the spiritual world. In the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we were discussing this before. Gopyakamal bhayal kamsa deshe chaityanayo nrava sambandho vrishnaya snehal yuyam bhaktya avayam vipho. That as far as Krishna is concerned, it does not matter how you do it, but you do it in this way, that you remember Krishna somehow or the other. And that is why, in support of that, in order to prove that point, Kamsa's liberation is explained here, is mentioned here. Gopyagamal, gopis came to Krishna with lusty desires. They wanted to enjoy with Krishna. Gopis had no spiritual realizations or spiritual knowledge, anything in their mind. All they knew was Krishna was a beautiful personality to associate with. They just wanted to enjoy with Krishna. So it was not pure spiritual knowledge that prompted gopis to come to Krishna. They didn't study any scriptures. They didn't perform any sacrifices. Nothing they have done. Simply they got attracted to the beauty of Krishna and the pastimes of Krishna. So that attracted them. Gopyagamal, that sent them, that gave them that the highest position, and went back to the spiritual world. Bhayal Kamsa. Kamsa approached Krishna out of fear. Simply out of fear, Kamsa was remembering Krishna all the time. Deshya chaityadayo nrubam. In the Rajasuyam sacrifice, Krishna sent Shishubala back to Chaiti. Chaiti was the king. He was the king of Chaiti. There was chaityadayo nrubam. This problem with Shishubala was, he hated Krishna so much. He just couldn't stand Krishna. Unlike Kamsa, it was not fear in Shishubala's mind. A strong hate for Krishna all the time. Anytime anybody mentions to Shishubala about Krishna, Shishubala's answer will be, after all, who is Krishna? That's the way he will react to that. He will always speak ill about Krishna. Continuously speaking ill about Krishna. And the hate has developed to such an extent, Krishna decided now that you can also go back to the spiritual world. So, Gopyanama Albayal Kamsa Deshe Chaidyadayo Nrubam. Srinarada Maharshi says this to Yudhishthira Maharaj in the Rajasuya sacrifice. That is where this was discussed, where the story of Hiranyakashipu was spoken. So, in the Rajasuya, many, many great, great sages used to come. Markandeya Maharshi, Vedavyas, Srinarada Maharshi, all these great, great personalities will come. When the great personalities were there, Yudhishthira Maharaj, very intelligent personality, he will take advantage of their association, because these great sages can enlighten you in spiritual life and deliver you from the material world. They were so great personalities. So when he got the opportunity, he asked Srinarada Maharshi about it, and Narada Maharshi, in answer to that, explained this, that this is how the thing happened. Gopyakamal, by lusty desires, gopis approached Krishna. Gopyakamal bhayal kamsa, out of fear, approached Krishna. Gopyakamal bhayal kamsa, deshya chaidya dayonruva. That chedi is the Shishubala, the king. Only out of hate, he approached Krishna. Continuously hating Krishna. Very often, Nakula and Sahadeva used to speak to Shishubala and say to them, after all, he is their uncle as well, isn't it? So they used to tell him that don't speak like this about Krishna. The moment you say that, he will increase it. They will talk more about Krishna at that time. And the kind of things what they used to say about Krishna, the way Krishna walked. And also, they used to say about Krishna that Krishna was very flamboyant. This was one of the complaints from Shishubala. Shishubala used to say that Krishna always was very, strong desire for dressing up. Krishna likes to dress up nicely. The way Krishna wore his garment, yellow garment, anklets on the feet. Shishubala will say, he has married 16,000 wives, still he has not taken out that anklets from his feet. They used to make such comments about Krishna. But if he still wants to get married more, is that why he still wants to dress up so nicely that more and more girls get attracted to him? Like this, anything and everything, ordinary people way of conversing, Shishubala used to speak about Krishna. By nature also, Krishna's face is more feminine than masculine. And at the same, you can see, when you see at the deities also, how Krishna looks. Krishna's face and Radharani's face, when you look at both, who do you see who is more beautiful? Both look very beautiful. But at the same time, and when Krishna has also got ornaments like earrings and long hair, which nicely Krishna keeps it, and the peacock feather on the head, and similarly all the jewelry what Krishna wears, all these things looks very attractive. And Shishubala used to complain about this. Why is he dressing up like this? What is the intention behind it? There is not enough time to stop it. And when Krishna was about 80, 90 years, even then Krishna looked like this. And Shishubala says, he had got married, had got so many children, so many grandchildren, still he can't stop it. And Shishubala used to say these kind of comments to Sahadeva many times. Sahadeva went to invite Shishubala for the Rajaswami sacrifice. And Sahadeva had to hear all these things from Shishubala. And eventually the agreement was reached that Shishubala is a very nice person. Everything else is good with him. He wanted to help the Pandavas for performing the Rajasuya sacrifice. And you have to remember who the Shishubala is. Shishubala and Dandavatra are the two servants from Vaikuntha. They have come here, isn't it? Three births they had to take. First birth was Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Krishna sent them back. Came back again as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Krishna, Ramachandra sent them back. Now they have come as Shishubala and Dandavatra. So this is the last time. So Krishna has made sure that Shishubala and Dandavatra should be as opulent as Krishna is. Dwaraka was very opulent at that time when Krishna was there. So Krishna made sure that Shishupala and Dandavatra also should be as opulent as Dwaraka. After all, if there is some reduction in the opulence of Shishupala, that is bad on Krishna. Because after all, they are my servants. This is how Krishna thinks about his devotees. You see, Krishna never forgets us. We forget Krishna, and we in our illusion think so many things. Different ideas come into our mind, and we try to act independently. But Krishna accepts a devotee to such an extent. When Shishupala and Dandavatra were here, they had so much wealth. The proof of that is the Rajasuyam sacrifice. When the Rajasuyam sacrifice was to be performed, they required a lot of wealth. If you listen to the description of Rajasuyam, you will not be able to believe it, that such a thing could happen on this earth. 17 months and 17 days it lasted. And the amount of people who came for that big festival, and the kitchens they had to prepare, and a kitchen for the morning, a kitchen for lunchtime, a kitchen for evening, and various kinds of facilities for them to stay. All this had to be prepared. Krishna instructed Vishwakarma to build it. And that is how Yudhishthira Maharaj could manage that. Not only that, when they knew all the great sages and brahmanas have come for this sacrifice, and 17 months and 17 days this sacrifice lasted, and at the end of the sacrifice you have to give dakshina, isn't it, to all the brahmanas. Brahmanas have to be given dakshina after the sacrifice, and also the great sages, you have to wash their feet and give them nice enormous amount of wealth have to be given in charity. Cows have to be given in charity. Gold has to be given in charity. Best clothes have to be given in charity. And Yudhishthira Maharaj did not have so much wealth at that time. He didn't have so much wealth. So he was thinking, where do I get this wealth? A lot of this wealth was given to him by Vedavyasa Maharshi, arranged through Lord Shiva, because of a sacrifice which was performed in the Himalayas. The lot of wealth was lying there, and that Pandavas went and brought that for Rajasuya sacrifice, to perform the sacrifice. Krishna also supplied a lot of wealth from Dwaraka. But still, the Pandavas, the brothers thought, how could we ask Krishna for everything? So much help. So whatever they got, they didn't say anything more than that. But then they were looking for more wealth, because it required so much expenditure. And it was then that they thought of asking Shishupala, because Shishupala was a very wealthy king. Shishupala said to Sahadev, who went to invite him, Shishupala said to Sahadev like this, as much as you want, you take it from here, from my treasury. As much as you want wealth, there is no problem, Shishupala said. You should do this sacrifice very nicely. But only thing is, I won't come. I won't come for the sacrifice. So it put Sahadev in an awkward situation. Sahadev says to Shishupala that please come, because if you don't come after giving, no, you take anything you want from here, but don't ask me to come. He said, because the moment I see that person there, he says, about Krishna, he's saying, the moment I see him, I can't stand him, he says. And then a long description of Krishna's different pastimes. Apparently, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Shishupala was abusing Krishna like this, Saraswati Devi was giving a completely different interpretation to the whole thing, because Saraswati was sitting on Shishupala's tongue, that Shishupala could not speak anything wrongly about Krishna. Even if you want to blaspheme Krishna, you can't do it. If you want to do it, Saraswati will make sure that after all, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Saraswati Devi will not allow you to do that. In so many instances you can find that they wanted to speak ill about Krishna, but everything turned out to be in a... It has got another meaning also, as though it's a glorification of Krishna. Shishupala's abuse turned out to be a glorification, in other words. So you can see that this Shishupala felt such a hate towards Krishna. Such a hate. And when he came to Rajasuyam also, it was with a great persuasion our Sahadeva managed to get him. There was a big agreement made, drawn out between Sahadeva and Shishupala. What was that agreement? Agreement was like this, that you need not attend any of the functions, but please come. We will make sure that prasadam is delivered there into your place. There is a separate house built for this purpose. You can stay there, lock up all the doors and windows and live in there. All facilities are there. Nobody will come there. No one will come and ask you to come. We'll make sure that everything is provided. And we will come and visit you whenever we want to come. Because after all, Shishupala was giving all the help to perform this sacrifice. So all this was agreed between Sahadev and Shishupal. And Shishupal said to Sahadev that I will come at the end because of the pressure from all the Pandavas. Shishupal went for this, Rajasvayam. So that too, the meeting was at night, that Shishupal made sure he arrives there at night. He doesn't want anyone to notice him that he is there. So Shishupal went, and Shishupal was given this special bungalow or detached house or whatever that was given to him to live there, and all facilities were offered there. But in the middle, what happened was, when Rajasvayam was going on, people were walking around all the time, and they didn't see any life from this house, this one particular house. They couldn't see any life there. So they were all talking to each other, what's happening in that house? Sometime you will see like that. Some houses, it looks very isolated. There is no life in the house. All doors are locked, windows are locked. But in the modern world, what I find is that they lock the windows, doors and everything, and they'll feed the security alarms everywhere, cameras everywhere. There's one house like that in village. You can walk around and you can locate yourself. You will never find a life there. All the time, it is closed, windows closed, doors closed. You don't see anyone going in, coming out also. What is in that house, nobody knows. I asked few people, no one gave me any answer. They also don't know this. So, it is like that. So, sometimes when I see that, I thought, this must be the place Shishupala must have been living in all like this. Otherwise, I couldn't understand the relationship, exactly the same thing like this. That all cameras, whether cameras, Shishupala had cameras or not, I don't know. But in the modern world, you need cameras on traffic lights and zebra crossings and everywhere cameras, isn't it? So these cameras, probably they had cameras, I don't know. But whatever it is, that Shishupala was installed in a house like that, and they were, and prasadam was offered to Shishupala. So people were talking about this house very much. And one day, Krishna walked along that route. Krishna knew what was going on. So once it so happened that Shishupala came out, same time Krishna also came that way. So Shishupala and Krishna happened to cross each other by now, you see, if you keep talking ill about someone all the time, it will build up inside the mind, isn't it? And eventually you won't be able to stand yourself, because the poison that builds up inside will go so strong that you won't be able to resist. You will have to force to say something. So when Krishna and Shishupala came against each other, they had to cross the road. So when Krishna looked at Shishupala and smiled, Shishupala wouldn't smile. Shishupala thought, let Krishna give me the way first. I'm not going to give him the way. This was Shishupala's nature. Krishna gave Shishupala the way to go through. Also, after all, it is a servant from Vaikuntha has come. He thought, at least here, let him be the master for a while before he gets back there. So magnanimous Krishna is that he decided that before I kill him and take him back there, he decided to have a little time with Shishupala there. And that evening, Shishupala went back to Sahadev and told him that I have seen him today, he says. Sahadev asked him, who? I told you who, he says. He won't tell his name even. He won't chant the name still. Because some people are like that. No matter what you tell them, they won't chant the whole name. They will say anything else surrounding it. But instead of saying Krishna's name, he was saying, oh, that man, like this. He kept on talking about it. Eventually, that is how. Desha chaidyadeo nrupa. This is how Shishupala has developed a hate against Krishna. Exactly like Kamsa has developed the fear for Krishna. Both were very successful. They are both very first class people. They both got Sarupya Mukti in the spiritual world for same form as Krishna. So is that a loss? It is not a loss, is it? So unfortunately, our problem is we have nothing. We don't have anything. Neither lust, nor anger, nor greed, nor fear, nor hate, nothing. Just like stones we sit from morning to night. And Deshya Chaidyadayo Nrupam Sambandho Vrishnaya Snehal
Yuyam Bhaktya Vayam Vibho. Sri Narada Maharshi says at that time, Sambandho Vrishnaya Snehal. All the Adavas and the Vrishnis, they went back to the spiritual world because of their familial relationship with Krishna. They had some relationship with Krishna on a family level. Sambandho Vrishnaya Snehal Yuyam. That Sambandho Vrishnaya Sneham Yuyal. That we loved Krishna, the sages. That we had love for Krishna. That is why we have come to this position. Bhaktya avayam vibhom. You, the Pandavas, you had devotion for Krishna. So, like this, some people by devotion, someone by hate, someone by fear, someone by lust. No matter, Krishna is concerned, it is irrelevant how you come back. Think about me in one way or the other. That is Krishna. Is there a God who is more merciful than this? Can you imagine any other personality who has come and spoken like this? That think about me somehow or the other. In what form you think, it doesn't care. It doesn't matter at all. But think about me. That was Krishna's words. So from that onwards, that is why Sudeva Goswami says to Parikshit that don't get surprised by that. We have none of these things, have we? We have none of these. In enough quantity, I'm saying. We don't have any of these things. What do we have in Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga, we have got only one thing. That's a big thing, what we have. A great wealth. What is that? That is called the distress. Distress is the only thing what everyone has in this world. We come here with full of distress and suffer through a lot of distresses in life and leave this place in distress. So therefore, it is said that any human emotions, it doesn't have to be necessarily fear, hate, love or lust, but even distress. If you can direct it towards Krishna, that thing can take you back to the spiritual world. This is the power of that emotion. That is the beauty of Krishna. Any emotion, even if it is distress, it doesn't matter. If you are feeling so distressed in life, direct that distress towards Krishna. Let that make a person Krishna conscious, to think about Krishna. Instead of trying to rectify the situation by other means, by looking at other options, thinking that, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll adjust this, I'll adjust that, various kinds of things. Give up all that plans and simply take to Krishna consciousness process. In that way, if you direct the distress towards Krishna, that can become a possibility of going back home, back to Godhead. So this important message from Kamsa. Kamsa is saying that Krishna has given liberation to Kamsa because Kamsa acted in full of fear of Krishna for 12 years and became Krishna conscious at the end.
Tasya almaja tadeva rupam duravapamabham.
That Krishna was tadeva rupam duravapamabha dadarsha chakraayidam agrado yada tadeva rupam duravapamabham. That although in fear he remembered Krishna, he was offered liberation.
Tasya anuja bradaroshto kankhanya grodhaga adaya abhyannavada bhikrudra bradur nurveshagarina.
Kankhanya grodha, all these Kamsa's brothers, the eight of them came, they got very upset and they came to beat up Krishna.
Tadhadiravasam samso samyatan rohini sudha ahan parigamudhyamya pashuni umrgadhivam.
That Balaram took hold of them and like a lion killing animals, he killed them.
Nedur dundubayogam ni brahmeshadya vibhudaya pushpayikiranda sambhida shashamsurnanudustriyaha.
That the demigods, you remember earlier I was mentioning that they were playing the drums. So Kamsa ordered to stop the drums playing here. But the drums in the sky didn't stop. He couldn't do anything about it. The demigods were celebrating there in the sky by playing different drums and instruments, celebrating of the killing of Kamsa. And the, as usual, the Apsaras women danced and the Gandharvas were singing. All kinds of things were going on.
Tesham Sriyo Maharaja Suhranmarana Dukhidaha Tatrabhir Yuvinik Nandya Shirshanya Shruvilojanaha.
Then, now is a beautiful scene what's happening there. When Kamsa got killed, immediately Kamsa's wives and all other relatives, they came there and they started crying. They started crying. All of them started crying. They sat near Kamsa's dead body and started crying. And they were saying to Kamsa many, many things. That is in the next few verses.
Shayanan Virasharyayam Padinalingashojadi vilebu swasuram suswaram naryo visrajandyo mahushajam. Then it's something very interesting here to watch this scene, what was happening in with Kamsa's body. These women were sitting around Kamsa and they were crying like this. Their cry is the next verse. Hanadha priyadharmanya karuna nadha valsalam. This dead body, they are talking to this dead body. Kamsa was lying there dead and they are talking to the dead body. Hanadha priya dharmanya. Oh, what a charitable person. What a nice person you are. Who so loving nature, very merciful. Karuna nadha valsalam. And you are so kind to us. Tvaya hadena nihada vayamde sagriha prajaha. That you are such an affectionate father and family person. What shall we do now? Like this, they were expressing their distress in this way. So in this verse, if you read, you will think as though they were feeling so much compassion for Kamsa. But immediately after that, a few verses, you should see what they said about Kamsa. Tvaya virahira patya puriyam purusharshava nashobadevayam iva nivrtolkava mangalam. That at this point, that you are looking very different, that you have been ended up in this way, that you don't look beautiful anymore, that that because of your absence, so many things are going to happen. So many nice things they spoke about Krishna, spoke about Kamsa. Anagasam tvam bhudanam kradavan rahamulpanam tene mam bho dasham nido bhudhadra ko labhe dasham. Then the funniest thing was happening was that anagasam tvam bhudhanam kradavan rahamulpanam tene mam bho dasham nido bhudhadra ko labhe dasham. Saying to Kamsa, we are not surprised that this has happened to you. After all, you have given so much trouble and pain to so many devotees and so many sages. And this is the result of all that. So in the first verse, they were showing all compassion and showing their distress. But by now, that has all changed. Because Kamsa is dead now. They can say what they want. Sarvesha amiha bhudanam eshahi prabhava apyayam goptajam tadavadhyayi nakkojil sukhamedhadim. That they were showing some kind of their expressions there, like that they showed some compassion first, and then they said also, we are not at all surprised why this has happened, because you had been very cruel to many, many people. You have done so many sinful things, so this is the result of that. They are saying about Kamsa. What I'm saying is, in other words, all these things have not much importance. When somebody dies, all these things, somebody will cry, somebody will laugh, somebody will say good things, somebody will say bad things in this world. And Kamsa was not an exception to that. That is all. That's what it meant. Shri Shuka Uvajam Raja Yoshidam Ashwasya Bhagavan Loga Bhavanam Yamahur Laugigim Samstam Hadanam Samakarayal. That Sudeva Goswami says there, that at this point in time, that Krishna decided to console those wives of Kamsa. And all the samskaras, what was required for Kamsa, was performed by the people at that time in order to maintain the rules of this world. Madaram pidaram chaiva mojayitu adamandhanal Krishna Ramo vamandade chaiva shirasa sprishabhadayohum. Then it is now only thing what Krishna had in his mind was about Vasudevan Devaki. That so many days they were locked up and they were in terrible anxiety what was going to happen. Although some news was coming to them that Krishna and Balaram had come and what is going to happen. Krishna and Balaram had no access to Vasudeva and Devaki till now. So as soon as Kamsa was killed, first thing Krishna did was to go and open up the prison and get Vasudeva and Devaki out from there. So Krishna went to the prison, opened the prison doors, and first thing what Krishna and Balaram did was paid the full obeisances in front of Vasudeva and Devaki. And when Krishna and Balaram paid the obeisances to Vasudeva and Devaki,
what came to Vasudeva Devaki's mind was, at that time, the time of appearance. At the time of appearance, you remember when Krishna and Balaram appeared first time in the prison. How that scene, it was the same scene that came to Vasudeva Devaki's mind. They started thinking that Kamsa has been now killed by Krishna. And in their heart, the thoughts were exactly that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So those verses, what was that? Tamalbudam balagam ambujekshanam chaturbhujam shankagada aryudhayinam srivalsamaksham galashobhi kaustubam pidambaram sandrabayoda saubhagam. These are the famous verses in the Bhagavadam on Krishna's appearance. When Krishna appeared in the prison, this is how Sukadeva Goswami describes about Krishna's appearance. Maharha vaidurya kirida kundalam dvishaparishvakta sahasra kundalam uddhama kanchengada kankanadivir virejamanam Vasudeva maikshadam. This is how Vasudeva has seen Krishna at that time, at the time of appearance. Exactly that same scene Vasudeva started feeling now. In other words, he was looking at Krishna and glorifying as the Supreme Personality of Godhead was there. And Krishna and Balaram were paying their obeisances in front of them. So while paying obeisances, Krishna thought that if I don't say something now, what will happen is, I won't even get a glass of milk from here. Because they will start glorifying me as God. And once they start speaking like that, I won't even get a glass of milk. So that is what going through Krishna's mind. So Krishna decided at that point, I have to bring them back to the normal consciousness of my parents. Krishna decided in 1 second, Krishna did that. How did he do that? He started saying to Vasudeva and Devaki, first started apologizing. We were children, we could not come and see you so far. In a very touching way, Krishna started speaking to them. It was not our fault that we couldn't come and rescue you so far from the prison. That we know that when parents are locked up in the prison because of us, if we have not done this, the hellish, we will have to go to hellish planets to suffer for this, for what has happened to you. Like this, in a very, very loving manner, Krishna started speaking to Vasudeva and Devaki. And he spoke for so few minutes in this way. Vasudeva and Devaki started thinking immediately, oh, they are my children. Krishna and Balaram are my children. Vasudeva and Devaki started thinking. Devaki took Krishna onto the lap straight away. 11 years old boy, the motherly affection hasn't at all gone away. And Devaki was, this is exactly what Krishna wanted. Because at the time of appearance, Krishna has told Vasudeva and Devaki two things. Brahma bhavena, putra bhavena. On the one hand, you should see us as your children. On the other hand, you should also develop that relationship with me as the I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Brahma. Brahma bhavena, putra bhavena cha sakal. It says in the Bhagavatam in that third chapter, in the 10th canto. But so far, all what has happened is putra bhavena. Nothing has happened about Brahma bhavena. Krishna never allowed that to happen. Because if Krishna has allowed Vasudeva and Devaki to start thinking of them as their as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where is the question of Mother Devaki enjoying Krishna? Krishna's childhood completely Devaki missed. Devaki Devi missed the whole childhood. So, at least now, Krishna was saying to Devaki Devi, we were able to come to you and do whatever little we could do. Please forgive us for our offenses and all that we had stayed away from you so long like this. Krishna spoke in a very touching manner to Vasudeva and Devaki. As soon as Krishna spoke this, the whole consciousness changed. Vasudeva and Devaki. And they started, the parental affection came back to Vasudeva and Devaki in a much larger scale. The result was, Vasudeva took Balaram, Devaki Devi took Krishna on their lap and started hugging them. And doing everything what a father or mother will do to their own children when they are separated from them for a long, long time. So this is the interesting bit there. Why this is interesting? You should think that also. All this has some meaning. It's not that it's just a story. What is so important, funny about it? What's so important about it? You may think like that. There is a lot of thing important about it. First of all, Krishna controls everyone, their mind. We must remember that all the time. If Krishna wants to control anyone, actually Krishna controls everyone. Krishna controls, if he wants to if he wants to change your mind, it doesn't take very long. This mind is controlled from there. It's remotely controlled. We are thinking we are independent, isn't it? That's our thinking. But actually, strictly speaking, it is not like that. It's controlled very much behind by Krishna's arrangement. There is so many things in the Shastram you will find how intelligence, mind, everything is controlled by Krishna. So a devotee have to think like this. A devotee's understanding has to be that we know that you are controlling us, but please control us in such a way that we act in the proper way in this world. This is the prayer from a devotee to Krishna. Whatever way we are controlled by you, we know we are controlled by Krishna, but whatever way we act in this world, let that be under your control, not independently. One. Number two, whatever we are acting, in whichever way we are doing things in this world, in being controlled by you, let that be pleasing to you, to the Krishna. Let Krishna be pleased with our activities. This is how a devotee should see these things. That in so many instances in the Bhagavadam, you will find if Krishna wants to take someone from here to Vaikuntha, he can do that. If he wants to bring someone from Vaikuntha back to here, also Krishna can do that. It is there in the Bhagavadam in many instances. The Brahmana's children, 10 children, Sandaya Gopalam story, in the later part of the 10th canto, that comes later. There, the Brahmana's 10 children were gone to the spiritual world. Krishna took Arjuna there and brought them all back here. So Krishna has got the freedom to decide whether to take him there or to bring you back here. That is both in Krishna's hands. So if you understand that, you can see how important it is to become a devotee. That to think that I am independent of Krishna is ignorance. It is not intelligence. It's ignorance. You are not. None of us have any independence. All these pastimes are showing to us that if Krishna wants to take you there, he can take you there. If Krishna wants to bring you back here, he can do that also. And that story will come later on. And also when the instance with his own spiritual master's son. We'll come to that later. So, here, Devaki Vasudeva Shavi, Yaya Jagadi Ishwaro, Kuta Sambandana Putro, Sasajadi Nashangidom. That, with that, Srimad Bhagavati Mahabharani, Dashamaskande Purvarde Kamsamatho Nama, Chadushatwari Mishodhyaya, Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam, Govinda Govinda. So, that was that chapter of Kamsa's killing. Fortunate Kamsa, that 12 years, first class, Krishna conscious life, and gone back to the spiritual world. That's the way you have to see it. Not to think that, oh, demon, devotee, all these things. Ultimately, he has gone back to the spiritual world, so it's a success. 45th chapter. Shri Shuka Vajam. Pidara Uvalabdharto Viditva Upurushottama Mahabhudhiri Nijamayam Tadana Janamohinim. That here in this chapter, what Krishna is doing is talking to Vasudeva and Devaki, Nanda Maharaj, and pacifying everyone and installing Ugrasena as the king, appointing Uddhava as the prime minister. Krishna is busy from now on. All that childish pastimes in Vrindavanam is over. From now on, it is serious business. Uvacha Pidaravetya Sagraja Sattva Darshavam. Prashraya Vanada Prenam Ambadadi Sadaram. Then how Krishna increased their love for him from Vasudeva and Devaki in the next 7-8 verses is talking about that. Ramakrishna Vuchadum Nasmato Ivayo Sada Nityolkandida Yoravi Valya Bhagavanda Kaishoro Pauganda Kaishoro Putra Bhyama Bhavan Kujil. Then you had a lot of anxiety because of us. Balyam, Paugandam, Kaishoram, all these stages, you could not enjoy us. You could not stay with us, and we could not stay with you. We also missed your affection because we were away. Naladho devahadayor vasau nau bhavadan dige yambalam pidrgehastam vindam nelalidamudam. Krishna is saying to them that you didn't have any happiness, we know, because you were going through a very difficult time. Neither we had any great happiness either. Because when you are growing up with your own parents,
it is a pleasure. But when you are growing up in somebody else's house, Krishna was not complaining about Nanda Maharaj. Rather, Krishna was saying to them that how we missed you so much that you couldn't bring us up in these last 12 years.
Sarvartha sambhavodeho janida poshido yadaha nadayor nadayor yadi nirvesham pitor martyashanayusham.
That neither of our desires were fulfilled, that we also have the equally distress in our heart, but we could not serve you at all and look after you. It is our own distress.
That yasayo atmaya kalpam atmana chadhanena ja vrtim dadhyaltam pretya somam sankhadayandihi.
Krishna is saying there that I understand, he says, that those who do not look after their parents, they will have to be eventually, they will be taken to the hellish planets, and they will have to even cut the pieces of flesh from their own body for being cruel to their own parents. We are aware of all these things. And Krishna expressed all this unhappiness to Vasudeva and Devaki.
Madaram vidaram vriddham bharyam sadhyam sudam shishum gurum vipram pravannam ja kalpo vibracha sanmridam.
That who all should be protected in all what circumstances, that is what is mentioned there. That one's mother, one should look after at all times. For the father, as long as he gets old, he cannot do any more work, he should be looked after. And if the wife who is submissive to the husband and who is not quarrel, actually it is difficult to discuss all that because it will only end up in controversy. Again, we may all start quarreling each other. So before we do that, it only says like that you should be looked after if she is a Pativrata, according to the Vedic situation. Now there's a lot of debate is going on. This is also very interesting that some people have started saying now that those who are looking internet, they'll find. And some people have come to the conclusion that Prabhupada didn't get it right. They started saying that maybe Prabhupada would have spoken a different way if he had knew about the modern world. And in order to please the academics and all that, they have a different perception of this relationship. But unfortunately, all these fundamental things of life, no matter what changes in this world, don't change. Because ultimately, in the arrangement of the material nature is such that there is a system of how a family should live in this world. It is not possible to modify and put alternative arrangements there. In order to advance spiritually and to live a peaceful material life in this world, there is a hierarchy, and that hierarchy cannot change. And that hierarchy has survived in this world for thousands of years in all parts of the world. Only now, because of the Kali Yuga intelligence, that intelligence has started working. As soon as it started working, they are finding everything wrong. All these 5,000 years, what people have done is all wrong. Only now, my intelligence is telling me that there is a better way of doing it. And all these ideas are coming out in different ways from people who have studied Srimad Bhagavatam and then Srimad Bhagavatam, and they have also now, some of them are coming to this kind of conclusions as well. In other words, unless they turn the whole world upside down, they will not become happy. This is all one can say about it. Because at the end of the day, this Varnashrama Dharma, which has come from Krishna, it has its own goal. And unless we accept that, there is no question of living a peaceful life in this world. And unless there is a peacefulness in this life, where is the question of spiritual life? One who is continuously disturbed in all angles, even at home, everything. And then the whole life is destroyed in this way. So therefore, Shastras are saying that certain rules are given by the Shastras, by the sages. They are saying that you structure your life in this world in this manner. And that is why Brahmachari, Grahastham, Vanaprastham, Sannyasam, all these different ashramas were created. Similarly, in order to advance on the spiritual path, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, it is not that one is higher than the other. That was not the intention behind it. No one is higher, no one is lower. In order that the society can function peacefully, that the society has to follow certain systems. And that system is Varnashrama Dharma. And Varnashrama Dharma, when it's strictly followed, it has proven also in this world
that proper execution of Varnashrama Dharma, what will happen? The result will be that people will become devotees. That is the benefit of Varnashrama Dharma. So one should not discard all these things. And Srila Prabhupada was speaking Krishna consciousness, man-woman relationship, everything based on Varnashrama Dharma. He was not speculating from his mind, thinking, seeing the people. He knew what the problem is. Problem is coming from this, that we do not accept Varnashrama Dharma. Rather, we want to impose our own ideas about it in order to please so-called academicians on intelligentsia and all that, people who have not understood what human life is for even. So, you can see there that dharmam varnashramanam shudipada vihidam. Dharmam is varnashrama dharmam is shudipada vihidam. In other words, Vedas are insisting on that. Vedic literature, what would speak about Upanishads and Puranas? The Vedas insist on varnashrama dharmam. So powerful it is and such a mandatory requirement it is in human society. Dharmam varnashramanam shudipada vihidam. Then, tvalparatvena bhaktya kurvando. If we execute Varnashrama Dharma properly, what will happen is, kurvando andar viragai vegasati janagai sandejando lebhande. It will develop by the end of Varnashrama Dharma process, one will automatically develop the necessary renunciation and detachment to material world. This is the benefit from that. Kurvando andar viragai sashati janagai sandejando lebhande. Sata spurti priyatvalpagam agilipadarseshu. Then, not only the result of all this is thing is that one, when spiritual knowledge develops in a person by execution of Varnashrama Dharmam, sattva spurte priyatva almagam agilapadate shubhinnam narmulam vishwamulam paramamahamidi tadvibhodam vishuddham. The result of that will be that that person who has followed this Varnashrama Dharma sincerely and systematically, by the end of his life, he will come to understand that Krishna is present in every living entity. And he will learn to respect in every living being the presence of Krishna. Narmulam vishwamulam paramamahamidi tadvibhodam vishuddham. That pure understanding of Krishna is present in every living entity will be realized by the before he gives up his body. So, Varnashrama Dharmam is not a false system. Varnashrama Dharmam is a perfect system which was created for this purpose. And in the absence of Varnashrama Dharmam, it is no point in criticizing each other. What is going to happen? That Prabhupada said something wrong. Prabhupada didn't say anything. Prabhupada said exactly what is missing in the society. That is all he was pointing out. And because of the absence of Varnashrama Dharmam, society has to suffer for that. The result is this, that we have to pay a heavy price for it. That and therefore, the division of society in Varnashrama Dharmam is an absolute necessity. Madaram vidaram vruddham varyam sadhyam sudam shisham gurum vipram pravannam ja kalpo vibhraccha sanmradam tannava kalpayokam sa nityam udigna chedaso mohame devi dikranda divasavam archadam. That Krishna says that it is only because of our weakness we can do anything, because of this Kamsa who stopped us and frightened us all the time, and up to this 11 years old we didn't serve you at all. Tal chando arhasada madarno bharanandrayoho that yourself has suffered heavily in the hands of Kamsa and we could not serve you at all. Please forgive us. And saying this, you should both forgive us our offenses. In that way, Krishna apologized to Vasudeva and Devaki. Shri Ishava Vaja Iti Maya Manushasya Hare Vishwalpano Gira Mohida Vangamaropya Parishajjava Durmudam Sinjanda Vashudhara Bisneha Vashena Javrado Nakin Jidu Jadurajan Vashpagando Vimohidam. That the whole world, Krishna is running like this, putting us all in different positions, sometimes as father, sometimes as son, sometimes as husband, sometimes as wife, sometimes as son, in different ways, in different roles. The whole human society is enjoying this world. And because Krishna has wanted like that this relationship should survive, sustain. And therefore, loving relationship has been created between different personalities in this world. And that is how Krishna runs this world. And then Krishna has now put Vasudeva and Devaki also in the same condition. Sinjada avishudara avisneha vashe namavrudo na kinchidu jadurajan bashvagandho vimohidaham. That
Krishna was also, Devaki and Vasudeva were now shedding tears. That Krishna and Vasudeva, Balaram has come back after such a long time, and they embraced Krishna and Balaram, and that they were shedding tears that they could not look after them.
Evam Ashwasya Vidaro Bhagavan Devaki Sudha Madamaham Ugrasenam Yadu Namagaro Nirvam.
That Krishna was saying that after pacifying Vasudeva and Devaki, next thing what Krishna wanted to do was to get Ugrasena out from the prison. But there was a problem here, because Ugrasena is by now 115 years old. You can imagine what that condition means at 115 years. 115, forget about it. Even 50, it starts now. 150, those days. But Ugrasena was very old and he was in the prison. So what did Krishna do? Krishna went up and got him out from the prison. And what did Krishna say to Ugrasena? Exactly like the way he said to grandfather, it is, isn't it? His grandfather, that's us saying to him that we were very unfortunate that these things have happened. At least now it is all over. Kamsa is finished. But my request to you, Krishna says to Ugrasena, that you should become the king now. 115 years old Ugrasena, Krishna is saying to him to become the king. So Ugrasena was saying to Krishna that I am 115 years old and the head was not staying steady. It was shaking like this all the time. You know when you get very old, how the hands, legs, everything start shaking, isn't it? Where especially you can imagine 115 years means what? So everything was shaking. And to that Ugrasena, Krishna is saying, you should become our king now, he says. Ugrasena said, no, no, you should manage it, he says to Krishna and Balaram. Ugrasena said, no, I don't want to do all this. I'm too old now to become a king. You are both very capable. You have killed Kamsa now. You've got the complete administration. Please manage it nicely and run the everything very well, he says. If you want some advice, you can ask me, Ugrasena says to Krishna and Balaram. Krishna and Balaram says to Ugrasena, Krishna says to Ugrasena, that is not acceptable, he says. We need elders, he says, to manage. We are children, we don't know how to manage anything, he says. We were just tending the cow and calf in the forest so many years. What do we know about administration, management and all that? So we have no idea, but you are an experienced king. We don't want to lose out on your experience, you know. So some places old people are required also. They get jobs. It's not that everywhere old people are checked out. Ugrasena was offered a job. Not to the job center, but Krishna directly gave him the job. Told him, take up this job, he said to Ugrasena. Whereas now you get 50. 50 plus has got a complete different program in the modern modern system. By 50 you are old, they are also acknowledging that. You are 50, you are old, you can't learn anything anymore. And they say, oh, your experience is valuable. But strictly speaking, they don't want. They don't want all that experience anymore. So, but Ugrasena, Krishna never left him. Krishna told him, you become our king. And there is a conversation between Krishna and Ugrasena, which is very, very interesting in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ahajasman Maharaja, Prajasya Chaddu Marhasi, Yayadi Shaval Yaduver Asidavyam Rupasanim.
Then, one excuse Krishna used was, we came as the descendants of Yayadi, isn't it? Yayadi was their ancestor. And if you remember, in the ninth canto we spoke about this, Yayadi had a curse that he will not be, anyone in the Yayadi's family will become the emperor. They were not allowed. So, because of that, Krishna says now, we have come from Yayadi's dynasty, we are not allowed to become. Yayadi was cursed Yayadi has cursed Yadu, isn't it? That in Yadu's dynasty, nobody will become a king. So Yayadi cursed Yadu. So Yadu, and we are Yadu's descendants, and we have no right to become kings, he says. Then,
Mai Bhritya Mubha Asini Bhavado Vibhudadaya Belim Harandya Vanada Kinudani Enaradhivam.
That, what he was saying that if, don't worry about it, that you can't manage anything, you don't have to have that fear. When we are here, Krishna and Balaram here to serve you, even the demigods and the Gandharvas will come and offer their wealth to you. You don't have to worry about it.
Like this, you have the all the right to rule this world.
Sarvan swanyadi sambandhan dibhyakam samaya kulan yadu vrishnyam tamaduga yadu vrishnyam dhaga madhu dasharha kukara adhigan.
That lot of people who ran away from Madhura at that time to escape from Kamsa, they have all come back by now because they all felt safe enough to return back to Madhura. Because when you have a heavy administration like that, who are very, you can say, dictatorial, and who give a lot of trouble to different kinds of people, the devotees and all, they all had to escape from that administration.
Sabhajidan samashwasya videsha vasakarshidan nevasayal sugeheshu vittei sandarpya vishyakril.
That all those people who were sent away, they were all brought back to Mathura. Krishna has arranged that. So you can imagine Krishna was very busy at this time. He has completely forgotten that he had to go back to Vrindavan. He has promised the gopis and Yashoda that I'll come back in 2 days after the festival was over. But after the festival was over, Krishna became very busy. Because you can imagine when an administration fails in one kingdom or in a place, how much chaos follows after that. We are seeing today also, isn't it? Even in different countries, when there is an upheaval, immediately after that, it takes a very long time to bring some stability to the place. And here, the royal family has been uprooted altogether. Kamsa has been killed, isn't it? So immediately Krishna had to find a replacement first thing, and then to put the administration all back in its position. So Krishna is going through that process, and it's taking time, like everywhere else. So Krishna was thinking at that time that in order to put Ugrasena into the position,
Krishna Sangarshana Vijayar Gupta Alabdhano Radaha Griheshu Remire Siddha Krishna Ramagada Jvaraha.
That at that point in time, all the Mathura people, they were feeling very blissful, happy about it, and they were willing to cooperate every way with the new government. Not like these days. As soon as the government falls, there is chaos, complete chaos. And you don't know who is ruling and there is confusion. But it didn't happen like that. As soon as Krishna took over, they knew Krishna is the next king, in other words. They were thinking like that, and they were willing to accept that the authority. Without any crisis, transfer of power, in such a nice way.
Vikshando aharha prida mugunda vadana ambujam nityam pramudidam shaymal tadayasmida vikshanam.
That one thing Krishna did at that time was that Krishna told Ugrasena that don't worry about anything else. Here is the crown and put it on Ugrasena's head. Krishna put the crown on Ugrasena's head. So when he put the crown on Ugrasena's head, Ugrasena's head, which was shaking before, it stopped the shaking. And not only it stopped shaking, the crown, otherwise the crown would have fallen off from the head. The crown was very steady on the head. So Ugrasena started thinking, what is this change happening to me? So he got up and looked into the mirror. When he looked at the mirror, he couldn't believe it himself. He thought he was about 25 years old. Ugrasena felt that he looked at 25, and he felt very shy. Suddenly a 115-year-old man start thinking, I'm 25 years, how will it look? Even if you act, what to talk about 25, from 115 to 60 is enough. That people will say, oh, you look young a lot, isn't it? People will naturally make a comment, because people, when old people come, nobody wants to look at them. They'll turn somewhere on. But young people are always thinking like this old age, nobody wants to know about it. So that is a natural way the world is. So our Ugrasena, when he looked in the mirror, he could not believe himself that he looked 25. And the body also, when he started looking at his own body, it all has changed. Body has changed. So out of shyness, Ugrasena started looking all around. But when he looked all around, everyone else has also changed. They also were very old people who were Ugrasena's friends before. They've all come from 100, 120 to down to 25, 30 like that. They were all looking so young at that time. Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard all these things, he started laughing. And he started, it was such a funny thing, I never heard such a medicine before. Because all through the history, you will notice that old people always want to become young, isn't it?
How much money is invested in that? Because of the desire to become young is so strong in everyone. They change the hair, put wigs on, and sometimes and they do the plastic surgery and different, so many things. Everywhere, all over the world, this is going on. And these processes are available in allopathy and Ayurveda both. And in every medical system, how to make you young, there is certain procedures available. Although it may not work all day. Sometimes people spend so much money, especially when you have a lot of money. Then you feel more because you don't want to leave the money also. You want to enjoy the wealth before it goes away. So you are willing to hand over. So there is a very nice industry running on those lines also to keep people young. And sometimes it's very surprising. Some of these, the political leaders, especially, they find it very difficult because in front of the public they have to look very young and youthful and charming. And so therefore they do all kinds of things. Film stars, another group, they'll be 60, 70, and they'll be still romancing with a young girl, 17 years, 18 years old in the film. So he has to look young as well. So many funny things goes on in this world. So Parikshit Maharaj has, obviously Parikshit Maharaj was surprised to hear this. Naturally, you can understand Parikshit Maharaj in the middle of this fasting and experiencing this hunger and has forgotten all that. Hearing to this beautiful scene of Krishna changing them like this. What medicine Krishna gave them? Can I have some of it? This was Parikshit thought at this time. So Parikshit mind was going in that direction, and you will see in the next verse what Parikshit said about this. Parikshit started asking Sudeva Goswami, what did happen? How did this happen? And Sudeva Goswami is answering there that question. You can see.
Tatra pravayasopya asan yuvano adibalaujasa pibando kshayarmugundasya mukhambujasudham muhum.
That is that verse.
Pibando kshayarmugundasya mukhambujasudham muhum.
That Krishna gave them a tonic, Sudeva Goswami says there. What was that tonic? Only half an ounce or something they have all taken. The tonic was this, that they all saw Krishna. That was the tonic. In other words, this verse is telling that if you simply see Krishna all the time, you will become young. You will become young. If you simply speak about Krishna, you will feel young. If you simply hear about Krishna, you will feel young. That was the tonic. That the only thing what Ugrasena and others have done was they saw Krishna, the youthful body of Krishna and youthful activities of Krishna and Krishna's association. That has changed them. That is that verse.
Pibando akshayar mukundasya mukhambuja sudham muhum.
That if you continuously remember Krishna all the time and continuously see him, and that is the remedy for that. That is the medicine. That, that there is no other medicine required. That is what.
Pibando akshayar mukundasya mukhambuja sudham muhum.
What can you say? That the nectar that is coming from Krishna's lips, or what was that was flowing from Krishna's face, that is what they have drunk, all these people. The result was that they all became very young.
Athanandam samasadhyam, athanandyam samasadhyam, Bhagavan Devaki Sudha, Sangarshanascharajendra, Parishajyedamujadum.
That after this, what did Krishna do? Krishna decided to go and see Nanda Maharaj. Now, what did Krishna say to Nanda Maharaj? That is spoken in the next three verses.
Pidar yuvabhyam snigdhabhyam poshita ulalido brisham pitro rabhyadiya priti alpajesho alpano bihim sobidasa jajanini yau pushpidam saputraval shishun bendhubirul srishta agalpai posharakshanai.
That in between Nanda Maharaj was handed over a lot of things by Krishna before he went back. Krishna went up to Nanda Maharaj and told him that both of you, yourself, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, have looked after us so long, so nicely, and maintained us so well that for us, we cannot repay that back to you anymore. And because Vasudeva and Devaki is our parents, and that has been
come out openly now, we will have to live with them. And in addition to that, who has looked after us so long and so nicely. So pidaja, so pidasa cha janani yau pushni dam sabutraval shishun bandhu mirul srishta akalpai posharakshanehi. That you are actually our parents because it's you who have brought us up. Yala yoyam rajam dada vayam jasneha dukhidan yadinvo drishtume shyamo vidhaya suhrdam sadam. Vidhaya suhrdam sadam suhrdam sukham. That now you should go back to Vrindavanam. Mother will be waiting there. Yashoda and gopis also will be waiting there. But more, Krishna was mentioning to Nanda Maharaj about Yashoda Devi. Yashoda Devi must be waiting there. When we left Vrindavanam, what did we tell her? We told her we'll be back in a few days. But it's quite a while since we came here. Because of all this killing of Kamsa and replacing Kamsa with a new king and establishing the administration, everything, it has taken a bit of a time. And I am sorry that we have to now do something that you should go back to Vrindavanam. Krishna is saying this to Nanda Maharaj. Can you imagine Nanda Maharaj's mind, the situation at this time? That Nanda Maharaj, when he left Vrindavanam, never thought that this is how he will be coming back alone. And he has tears started coming from Nanda Maharaj, that he will not see Krishna Krishna in Vrindavanam again. Not only that, Krishna spoke in such a way that as soon as I sort out everything here, and immediately after that, Krishna and me and Balaram will come back to Vrindavanam. Krishna has made a promise also, in order that Nanda Maharaj can go back and say this to Yashoda. So that is how Nanda Maharaj returns back to Vrindavanam. So when Nanda Maharaj was going back, what Krishna did was handed over a lot of presents. Krishna did a big shopping and took a lot of first class saris and so many nice clothes for Mother Yashoda. And even Krishna mentioned to Nanda Maharaj that when I was a little boy in Vrindavanam, I have torn a lot of saris of Mother Yashoda into pieces. So you should tell Mother Yashoda these are all replacement for that. I'm sending it back, and send a lot of clothes and many other things as well. It says in the next verse, evam sandvayya bhagavan nandam samprajamachyudaha vaso alangara gupyadai arhayamasa sadaram. Everything was handed over and told them that tell my mother not to feel distress too much about it. I will come back very soon with my brother and we will discuss everything later, and told Father Nanda Maharaj to go back as soon as possible. That now Nanda Maharaj is saying there, ityuktastho parishvajya nanda pranaya vihvala purayan nashrubir netre sahagobayar vrajam yayom. That what can Nanda Maharaj do in place of Krishna? If you get a few saris or a few clothes, what is that any replacement for that? That's what you have to realize this. That Nanda Maharaj just more or less understood that Krishna won't be coming back immediately and so many things may happen in the future because Krishna is with his real parents now, Vasudeva and Devaki. So, but did Nanda Maharaj say anything to Krishna at that time? He didn't say anything. He accepted everything what Krishna has told him. Simply he shed tears, and with the other cowherd men who came from Vrindavanam, they all went back to Vrindavanam in a very sorrowful mood. Their mind was on Krishna still. They were thinking about Krishna. They were not the happy people who came to see the festival. When they came to see the festival from Vrindavan, they were all very much in a jolly mood, willing to enjoy a few days in Mathura, along with Krishna and Balaram. But now they were going back without Krishna and Balaram, and that was hurting them. But at the same time, Nanda Maharaj didn't say one word to Krishna. Why? Nanda Maharaj had always this one nature in him. No matter what Krishna says, Nanda Maharaj will not say anything against that. That will say, wow, he has taken from the very beginning. Because at the time of reading the horoscope, Garga Maharshi, Garga Muni has told Nanda Maharaj that this particular horoscope has got one speciality. If you listen to him, what he says, and do what he tells you to do, everything will go very well. But if you try to if you try to do things against his wishes, then your head will be gone. So Nanda Maharaj probably thought, let the head stay in its position. Rather than having any trouble, he decided that I will go back, because he, not once you will see throughout the childhood pastimes in Vrindavanam, not once Nanda Maharaj has not listened to Krishna. Every instance, whatever Krishna says, that's it. That's the final word. If Krishna says, we'll have Govardhana Yagam, yes, we'll have Govardhana Puja. No Indra, no Indra. Then Govardhana Vishvash. Like this in every instance you will find. So Krishna and Nanda Maharaj, that was the relationship. It was the good fortune of Nanda Baba or Nanda Maharaj that never once in life he had to say no to his beloved son Krishna. That was his good fortune. Everything what Krishna wanted, he gets it done. As a father, he only thought my duty is to please Krishna. Not purely as a devotee, as his son, he felt in this way. That was his good fortune. So Krishna also, because he knew very well, instructed Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men to go back, and they all went back to Vrindavanam. That is where that chapter goes to.
Ityuktasya uparishajya nanda pranayami khula purena shubhine prai saha gopayo vrajamyayam atha shurasudo rajan putrayo samakarayal purodasa brahmanaschaivam yathaval duja samskritim.
After that, Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men, they have gone back to Vrindavanam. Balaram and Krishna has now grown up, isn't it? So Vasudev decided to bring Gargacharya and the other Brahmanas and perform all the Upanayanam ceremony for both of them. Up to now, no samskaras were performed, and this was the opportunity for that.
Tebhyo dal dakshinaga vorukvamana solankridaha solankridebhya sambhujya savalsa chauma malini.
That sandalwood pulp and everything, and the Brahmanas were offered golden chains and first-class clothes and cows, everything which were decorated with gold, they were all offered in charity to the Brahmanas. This was all Vasudeva's responsibility, because at the time of appearance of Krishna, if you remember, in the third chapter it was mentioned that Vasudeva has thought offering many things in charity to the Brahmanas. But at that time he had to do that with the mind. But now the time has come, he was capable of doing it properly. So he decided to do that in the proper way. So he got all the cows and offered them in charity to the Brahmanas.
Ya Krishna Rama Janmakshe Manodato Mahamadi Tashadada Anuspratya Kamsena Atharmato Khridam.
That all the many cows had to be given in charity, and because Kamsa has locked him up in the prison, he could not do anything.
Tadascha labdha samskarau dijatvam prapya subradau gargal yadugulajaryal gayatram pradam astidam.
After that, Vasudev and Devaki said to Krishna and Balaram, Krishna, now you have to go to school now. This offering, what is the use of all these things? So many years were running around stealing butter and milk, never studied anything. Playing with the cows and calves and cowherd boys in the forest, that's all he has done. But now you have come here and you have become a very powerful personality by killing Kamsa and taken control of the administration here. That is all very nice. But look at your condition, Vasudev said to him. You are a king, but you can't even write your name and sign there. And this is how Vasudev started saying to Krishna. Because what is the point? All this time he was busy in doing all other kind of things in Vrindavanam and never had an opportunity to study anything, never took any interest in the books or studying. Obviously it was not like today. At the age of 2 itself it starts taken to with the dropped at 5 o'clock in the morning, picked up at 5 o'clock in the evening. So 12 hour long day studying starts at age of 2 or 3 today. But obviously Krishna obviously didn't go to KG or anything like that. So Krishna had no education, you can imagine the situation. Hitva sani bani mada chashtima trairahobi sarvajnyatvam sahamusalinam sarva vidyam grihitvam. Sandivani Muni was chosen to be the teacher, and Vasudev decided to send Krishna and Balaram to them for education. And that education didn't last very long, only lasted 64 days. ഗത്വാസാനീവനിമതമതച്ചതുഷ്പഷ്ടിമാത്രൈരഹോവി സർവജ്ഞത്വം സഹമുസലിനാം സർവവിദ്യാം ഗൃഹീത്വം. All what one has to learn, the 64 arts, Krishna has learned in those 64 days from Sandivani Muni. Krishna and Balaram has learned this from Sandivani Muni in 64 days. It was at that time, another great personality in the Srimad Bhagavatam had an opportunity to go to education with Krishna and Balaram, who will come later in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sudama. Sudama was that great personality who had the education with Krishna and Balaram at the same time in the Sandivani Muni Sashram. Gatva Sandivani Madhajadushpashti Matrairahovi Sarvajnyastvam Sahamusalinam Sarvavidyam Grihitvam Putram Nashtam Nalena Kradam Amadam Jidatam Gatva. That Sandivani Muni's ashram, from there onwards, there are a few more things. That education was finished with Sandivani Muni. And then Guru Dakshina.
Ya Krishna Rama Janma Kshay Manodatta Mahamadi Taschadada Nuspratya Kamsena Dharmada Okhridam. That all the cows are offered in charity. Tadaschaladda Samskaram Vijato Prapya Subrado Gargadir Gulajaya Gayatram Vradavasti Daum. That Upanayanam ceremony was performed for them and they have become Brahmanas, Dvija. They have become the second initiation they had. That Gayatri, they started chanting Gayatri. And 3 days Gayatri Javam, and then they started studying the Vedas. So they were sent to Sandivani's ashram. Prabhavo Sabavidyanam Sarvajyo Jagadishwaro Nanya Siddhamalak Amalajnanam Guhavano Narehidai Ato Guru Vasam Ichanda Upajanmadu Kashyam Sandivani Nama Avandiparavasinam. That Krishna and Balaram were the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They were there and they were learning all these things from the spiritual master Sandivani Muni. That Avanti was the place where Sandivani Muni had his ashram. Sandivani Muni was born in Banaras, in Kashi, but he had his ashramam in Avanti.
Yadho sadhya daudando guru vutti manindidam gahayan daubedosma bhaktyadevam ivadradam. That one cannot go to spiritual master empty-handed. And in order to show that, Krishna and Balaram, when they have finished their education, they had to offer some dakshina to them.
Tayo ordija vara srishta shuddhamavanu vrtivi pravaja vedana kinan sangomanishadu gurum.
That all the arts they have learned, they are listed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. 64 different names are given to them, different kinds of arts, different kinds of musical instruments, how to play them, and all kinds of things. It's a list of them in Krishna book. I think it is mentioned in detail.
Sarahasyam Dhanurvedam Dharmanyayavathamstada Tadachanyukshikim Vidyam Rajanidim Jashadvidam.
That in another 2.5 verses it's discussed about all the different arts and sciences that they have learned.
Sarvam Naravarashreshto Sarvavidya Pravartako Sakarnikadamantrena Tau Samchagrahatavannurvam.
That Krishna and Balaram understood everything with the meaning they learned, not simply on a repetition, but all the meaning of all these different arts they have got educated.
Ahoratra Shadashastya Samyatodavadi Kala Guru Dakshinayacharyam Chandayama Sadarandurva Vijasayo Samahimana Mahimana Malbudam Samlakshirajan Madimanushim Madim Samandravatnya Samharnavi Murudam Valam Prabhasevarayam Babuvaham.
Then Krishna and Balaram said to them that what should we offer you in Guru Dakshina after the Gurukula education? When the brahmachari leaves the ashram, they should offer Guru Dakshina to the spiritual master. And in the olden days, the system was that most of these teachers or the spiritual masters who educated the brahmacharis, they will not ask for anything, because it is bad to expect something from the student. And they will never make it a business at any instance. That was the culture. The culture was such that accepting anything in return was considered to be. But they will sometimes say, in order to please the disciple, they will say to them that bring some fruits, some mangoes or some banana for educating for 12, 15 years. They have stayed with the teacher for 15 years at his house and he has educated them in all the arts what they have to know. Looked after them as children, because They won't be staying at their home. They are away from the parents. It's a Gurukula system. So the parents were missing. So the love and affection the spiritual master and his wife had showered on the children were such, they had to be their parents and they had to be their teachers as well. Both these things were taken into account in that education system. So because their education system was like that, at the end, the formality was, it was not a formality that they had to offer something. And Sandeepani Muni replied that he doesn't want anything. He was just satisfied that he had an opportunity to educate Krishna and Balaram. And Sandeepani Muni knew who Krishna and Balaram is. So there was no question. He was feeling great happiness that he had an opportunity to be his teacher. And that was enough for him. He didn't want anything. Krishna insisted. Krishna said, no, you have to accept something from us. That is the system. Krishna doesn't want to change the tradition. So normal circumstances, if you're asking Krishna, you can't say to Krishna, bring me some mangoes as the dakshina, isn't it? So that system was not, so if you ask Krishna, you have to ask something which is worthwhile, isn't it? So Sandeepani Muni said, I have nothing to ask. I don't want anything, he said. That was the type of personality he was. Krishna insisted, and Balaram also. So at that time, Sandeepani Muni's wife, who was a Gurupatni, who also looked after Krishna and Balaram for so long, they said to Krishna, I have one distress in my heart for a very, very long time. Krishna says, tell me what is it? He says, about 35 years ago, my son went to bathe in Prabhasam and he got drowned there. I have never seen him back. I don't know where he is. 35 years ago, somebody died. And she is saying to Krishna, I would like to see him very much. He says to Krishna, like this. Krishna says, I will find out where he is and bring him back. Goes with Balaram. Where does he go? Go to Prabhasam looking for this. Somebody has drowned 35 years ago in the sea. And Krishna is now go looking for him in the sea. So this is what that interesting part of it. Then Krishna knows that normally, can you imagine, somebody is drowned today, even by another 3-4 days, he'll be gone. You won't find him. If you are fortunate enough, you can find him. This has happened 35 years ago. The drowning has happened. And now Krishna has gone there looking for him. When he went there, Krishna looked everywhere. He couldn't find anything. There was no sign of the sun. So there he found a beautiful conch shell lying there. He got all of that conch shell from there. That is the famous conch shell of Krishna. It is right under the bottom of the sea. This conch shell was coming and lying there in order to be picked up by Krishna. His name was Panchajana. That Panchajanyam, that became Krishna's conch shell later. Panchajanyam, in the Bhagavad Gita also it says, isn't it? Panchajanyam, Rishikesho, Devadattam, Dhananjaya. That, so, Krishna's conch shell, Panchajanyam, has Krishna has got from that place in Prabhasam. And Krishna came back. And after that, Krishna and Balaram decided to go looking for Sandeepani Muni's son. And they went straight away to, Krishna knew where he was, Yamadharma Raja's place. That's where he was. In Yamaburi, Samyamini Puri it's called. In one of his places, he was there. So when he went there, Yamadharma Raja receives Krishna very nicely and wanted to revive the friendship with Krishna. Because at the time of appearance, when Krishna appeared, along with all the other demigods, Yamadharma Raja also went there, asking for Krishna to appear, for praying along with Brahma, Shiva and all the other demigods. So they were all there. But here, Yamadharma Raja thought, I will talk to Krishna about all that. Krishna did not want to talk anything. Very serious business. Because this time Krishna knew that this man is not going to listen to me straight away. So sensing that very well, very seriously Krishna started speaking. He was not in the mood to discuss what happened at the time of appearance or anything. As soon as he walked in, he says to Yama, that bring me that son of Sandeepani. He is here somewhere. He hasn't got any address, where he is, what he is, nothing. No clue at all, anything. So Yamadharmaraja told Krishna that, I don't know where he is and what, you have no address, how do I find it? See, you should find out wherever he is. You've got all the records with you. Find out where he is. So Yamadharmaraja calls all his people, asks them to go through all the records and find out wherever it is. whoever it is, wherever it is, doesn't know who he is, who you know where he is. So somehow or the other, they manage to locate him. That is so and so. Krishna's father is Vasudev. Vasudev's teacher, who is his Sandivani Muni, his son. Like that, somehow they manage to link up and find out who he is. And they brought him there. So these officials who have brought him there, they were saying to Yama that his time is not over yet here. He has got another 25 or 30 years to finish here, he says. Krishna says, I did not ask you how much time there left. I never asked that question. Send him now with me, he said. All with full authority, Krishna spoke to Yama and Krishna spoke to his men who were keeping all the accounts there. And taking the son, Krishna has come back to Sandivani Muni's home, brought the son back and handed him over to, that was the Guru Dakshina to Sandivani's wife. And so you can see that, as I mentioned before, to take someone there, to bring him back here, this is all in Krishna's control. Nothing is in our control. Krishna, if he wants to bring back somebody, he can bring him back. If he wants to take him back, he can take him back also. So we'll just finish that chapter now.
Tamaha Bhagavanashu Guru Putra Pradiyanam Yosavishatvayagrasto Balago Mahadormina Samudravaja Devaha Shahadeva Taiti Panjajanava Mahan Andarjanajana Krishna Shangiru Vasuda Asti Vinahudu Nam Tachurtva Sotvayam Prabhu Janava Vishadamahatva Namashadubare Udare Arbhagam Tadanga Prabhum Rehangam Adaira Samagamal Tadasamyamini Namam Yamasidam Purim Getua Janardana Shangam Pradadmo Sahala Yudham Shankni Rukhadamagarna Pajasam Yamino Yama Tayosam Beria Maharim Chakrai Bhakti Babram Hidam Uva Javana Krishnam Sarabhuda Shayalayam Ilamanishahe Vishnu Yuvayo Karavamakim Shri Bhagavan Vaja Guru Bhattamihayam Nijagarmani Bandhanam Anaya Samaharaja Machasana Puraskrada Machasana Puraskradaha. That just follow my instructions, Krishna says to him. Tadevi tenobani dam guruputram yadutamo datvasu gurave bhuyo vrinishveditamuchadum samyak sambadido guru vaja samyak sambadido valsa bhavalbhyam guru nishkraya koni ushmadila guru kamanama vashishyadim gachadam sograham viro kirtirvama subhavani chandam sayadayamani bhavandiha baratrajam guru naiva manujnyado viradhena aniliram hasa ayado subhirandada prajanya ninadena vai Samanandan Prajasarva, Drishtuvarama Janardhano, Abashyendo Bhagavani, Nashtalabdhanam Ivam. That it was by this time that Parishit Maharaj was, Balaram and Krishna has paid their obeisances to Sandivani Muni, and they have finished their education. And then Sudeva Goswami says to Parishit Maharaj that Sandivani Muni has blessed Krishna and Balaram very nicely and told them that they will have the full knowledge of everything. Without Guru's blessings, spiritual knowledge also will not come. It will not develop in one without the mercy of the spiritual master. Samanandan Prajasarva Drishtva Rama Janardhano Apishando Bahumani Nashtalabdhadana Ayivam. That all people were very pleased to see Krishna and Balaram back from their education. It was after this that Krishna has found Uddhava. Uddhava, first time Krishna is coming across with relationship with Uddhava starts now. That Uddhava, who is slightly younger to Krishna, he has gone for higher education to abroad. Like here also do that, isn't it? But only thing is, this abroad was in the heavenly planets. That's where Uddhava was educated. Uddhava's teacher is Brihaspati. So Uddhava spent his time in the heavenly planets where he had his education. And after the education, Uddhava has come back. And Uddhava is the most intelligent person whom Krishna has picked up as to be his prime minister. So Uddhava was appointed as prime minister. And from now, from the next two chapters, Krishna has preparing another ground for Uddhava to go to Vrindavanam. Why? Because earlier, Krishna has promised Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda that he will come back. He didn't go back. He didn't go back to see the gopis as well. So all these things were very much in Krishna's mind. And that Krishna was thinking that it is now the right time to go to Vrindavanam. But he didn't go himself. Instead, he decided to send Uddhava with a message to the gopis. Why this has happened? That is a very interesting aspect in the Srimad Bhagavatam. These two next two chapters are two most important chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because these are the two chapters where gopis have been glorified by Uddhava,
and by Sukadeva Goswami to the highest extent one can imagine. The gopis' devotion and gopis' heart, and how Uddhava, one of the greatest devotees of Krishna, has fallen onto the ground and paid his obeisances to the gopis, seeing their relationship with Krishna. Vande nanda vraja srinam padare namabhishnasha yasam harigadol gidam punadi bhuvanatrayam. That is what the conclusion of the message to Vrindavanam was. So that chapter, the next two chapters is Uddhava's visit to Vrindavanam. We'll discuss that next Sunday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.